largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
This is alarming. And if John Brennan still has top secret clearance, can he research Donald Trump? Can he research his family? Can he type my name into computer search engines? Can he look at all of my information? It's alarming. If his top secret clearance, as unhinged as he is now, calling the president treasonous, saying basically that he's for, you know, the death penalty for the president. Yeah, it's alarming. If he has security clearance, it's absolutely alarming.
Well, that's Senator Rand Paul. Some are actually criticizing him for the stuff that he said, which I don't get. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you. I'm Dana Lash, best show on radio, at Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Like, I have my own Flava Flav in the corner over there.
Hi, man.
So, a couple of, there's a couple of things that are going down. So, this just apparently broke. This story with Michael Cohen. Now, I mean, quite literally, like right before we went to air, this came out, and I went over the story, and I'm just like looking for the pertinent points to share with you. This is why when you go on live radio and then a story breaks, it's super fun. So Michael Cohen, and I think this is the New York Times piece. He reportedly recorded the president discussing a payoff to a Playboy model. It's a New York Times thing. Apparently it wasn't to that one chick that has the same name as Kylie Jenner's baby, Stormy Daniels, right? It's to Karen McDougal, apparently. It was what the New York Times says is that it's a recording of Trump talking about paying Stormy would be a big deal if it would prove knowledge of something. It's not to Stormy Daniels, it's to Karen McDougal, and it is, I don't know if this came out, like, because Cohen and his legal troubles, if this is something that he, you know, offered up or what, but now they say that Cohen is seen as increasingly willing to consider cooperating with prosecutors. The recording was seized by the FBI when they raided his office, and the Justice Department was investigating Cohen and whether or not he was paying women to tamp down embarrassing news stories ahead of the 2016 election. And that, yeah, I mean, it's like they're manafforting him, which is now a verb, I guess, right? So apparently what was in the recording is they were talking about a payment to Karen McDougal, which was separate, and this is from the New York Times piece, separate from the Inquirer to buy her story to silence her going forward. No payment was ever made. That was what Rudy Giuliani had said. And he said that, and Giuliani had said there was no indication on the tape that Trump knew before the conversation about paying blah, 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 blah. So that's the latest story that's out there right now. And we knew, I mean, Cohen made tapes. I mean, what was it? Wall Street Journal had said that Cohen made tapes on everybody. Which, by the way, why would you ever talk around the guy if he made tapes? Like, why would you ever talk about the guy? But they seized it. Here's the question, because where's Cohen's office? Isn't Cohen's office in New York?
I think so.
Apparently, he had, like, other recordings as well. Isn't New York's a one-party consent state? Meaning, if you're in New York and you record someone surreptitiously, that you could actually get in trouble for that. You can't. You have to have two-party consent, meaning if you're going to record a conversation, both parties have to consent to being recorded. You can't surreptitiously record someone. Whereas, like, for instance, in states like Missouri was two-party or one-party consent. Some states are one-party consent where you don't have to, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to inform anyone. As long as you're the other party that's being recorded, it's just one-party consent. So I don't even know. Why would he ever make recordings of Trump in the first place? I think that's the question I have. Can I just be real? I always think it's smart to have leverage. That's why I'm like, I keep a file on everybody, because it's always smart to have leverage. And maybe he's along the same lines. Honestly, though, I mean, I could not imagine getting involved in politics at the presidential level and not having leverage on someone, because it is so shady. I can't imagine. So I don't know. But he could be using this as a way to get some leniency for himself, or maybe get financial support, because these investigations are costly. I mean, you read about the one dude who was just a volunteer for the Trump campaign, and he lost his house and everything and had to move with his kids and all that stuff. He was just a volunteer. Nothing was ever found. It was just a way to, like, punish him and push him around. It's lawfare is what it is. So much of it's lawfare. So, I mean, I just want to know, what is the big reveal? What does it have to do with Russian collusion? I don't get it. And, Kane, will you explain to me? Because I'm just trying to, I mean, what does it have to do with the Russian thing? And if he paid, is it that he paid with campaign money? Like, what is it?
No, I can't really see anything like that in the explanation of this whole situation. So I can only imagine these are, much like, I forget who said that these indictments, you know, that have come out are just literally a political play. We're rolling into midterms. People want to have something tangible to say negative about this administration.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to put out these indictments that are never going to come to fruition. And that's kind of where this is going. It's the same concept as they were looking at Manafort's stuff. Look at all the stuff they got on Manafort. It has nothing to do with what the original reason for the investigation was. And the line to the FBI thing is kind of a sneaky way that they get these, these people to plead guilty.
Right.
And stuff, you know,
right.
I mean, it's you're like you said, it's lawfare, and it's kind of obvious to us because we see it like all the time. But I think the average person out there just consuming this as news really thinks that something bad and nefarious happened with the administration in Russia.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm waiting to hear it. I don't see. I mean, what does this have to do? Unless. Karen McDougal takes off her mask, and it's really Vladimir Putin. I don't know. I mean, what is... I mean, I'm all for it. All for it. Just saying. You know, I mean... Fascinating stuff. So, we're gonna follow that story, but apparently he has multiple recordings of something. I don't know. I mean, I can't blame anybody for wanting to have leverage on stuff, just in case, you know, something went down at some particular point. So what is it? They're saying that he paid off women that he was having dalliances with. Is that what it is?
Right.
Tapes
and
of
then,
what?
And then of that, what is the
tapes
charge?
Of affairs that he had? No one's saying, look, here's the thing. And I really want to stress this to people who don't seem to grasp this. Trump never actually came out and said he was a paragon of virtue. And I would disagree with you if you said that of him. No one says that. No one, and you can, by the way, and let me break it down further, because I know sometimes in this age of no nuance, people struggle. You can believe that someone is not a paragon of virtue and also believe that, hey, your tax reform policy was nice. You can think both of those things simultaneously. You can think you were kind of hoeing it up a lot of it, you know, like you had a lot of ladies. And you can also think, wow, I really like how he's approaching foreign policy. Or you can think, you know, maybe it wasn't smart to get with a two-bit pole dancer. And then also think, really appreciate the slashing of the corporate tax rates, which have had an amazing effect on the economy. You can think both things simultaneously. Because here's what's fun. If this presidential election, I actually think more virtue should be involved with politicians. But I love how a completely immoral society demands from itself totally moral representatives. Do you understand how this works? This is why the Founding Fathers placed so much emphasis on virtue. This is why each of them have 11 quadrillion quotes about how you must have a virtuous society in order that's what guarantees freedom. Virtue guarantees freedom. And I'm not talking about just like keeping it in your pants. I'm talking about being honest and being good and being, you know, devoted to principle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This has nothing to do with like some puritanical perspective on virtue. This is just being a decent person, right? This is what the founders were talking about. You cannot have an immoral society and from an immoral society find amongst you moral people to represent you. Your elected officials are nothing but a reflection of who we as a society are. So for people who want to get upset that someone who maybe, I don't know if he paid off a hooker, I don't know. I have no idea. I can't tell you what I was doing 10 or 15 years ago. I don't know. I don't know if he did or not. Neither do you. But the thing is that he's never said, oh my gosh, I'm the most virtuous person. Because if virtue were a requirement in this race, I don't think anybody would be running. And in fact, if perfection were required of any candidate, none of us would be eligible for elected office. If you're upset about what you perceive as a lack of virtue in elected office, maybe take some time and do a self-inventory, you know? Take some time and do a little bit of reflecting upon what it is that you espouse, what it is that you believe, and what it is that you exhibit day to day. And I particularly loved, I really enjoy how progressives are like, oh my gosh, he's so immoral. You had a guy who you were actually completely defending until Weinstein, and still kind of do, a guy who tried to deflect from the fact that his intern got rug burned under the desk in the Resolute desk in the Oval Office by litigating the definition of the word is. There was a reason why a stain on a Gap dress became a highly sought after museum item. For crying out loud. So, and we're also talking about someone like Hillary Clinton. And I could just list all of that. So it's really difficult to take lectures on virtue and morality from individuals who, by the way, also completely support the taxpayer funding of infanticide. Whatever you're, and infanticide, it's infanticide. But also, you're fleecing people, stealing their money through taxation, which is theft, and forcing them to pay for something that goes against their beliefs, which would be, it would be like me saying, I'm going to tax you all to make you pay for my ammo. I mean, it's kind of a false equivalency in terms of guns save lives and abortion doesn't, but you get what I'm saying. So there it is. So he's never represented himself as this paragon virtue, long story short. I mean, he's never come out and done that. So that is, I don't know where, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, I mean, how dare you say... He hasn't, though. That's the difference. Other candidates come out, like Anthony Weiner came out and acted like he was, you know, Pope Jr., which would be a great name for, like, a electronica band, Pope Jr. Yeah, that's a great – isn't that great? That's a good one. I like that one, Pope Jr. Sort of like the Chromatics, but, like, funkier, you know? Yeah. Anyway, that's the difference there. We have a lot to get into, and I have some pretty sweet – hate mail. We're also going to talk to Judge Jeanine Pirro. She was going to join us earlier in the week, but then there was a big old tornadoes and some thunderstorms that done blew in on the East Coast, and she literally got caught out in the wind and blown away practically. So she called in like right when our show ended. She's going to join us in our third hour to talk about the slap fight that she had with Whoopi on The View, which they do treat you like you're a two-headed animal when you are a conservative. I've guest hosted there before, and that's exactly what it is like. And Barbara Walters hated me too, by the way. We're going to get into all of that and so much more. In the meantime, the economy is doing so well there are more jobs than people to fill them, which is something that hasn't really happened before, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics. And so it can kind of be tricky unless you know exactly what, you know, unless you know what's going on and you really know how to find the right people. It can be tricky finding the right people for your jobs. This is why I really strongly recommend ZipRecruiter to you, because they learn what you're looking for at ZipRecruiter. They identify the people that have the right experience, and then they invite them to apply to your job. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter, they get a quality candidate through the site in just a day. And they even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you find them. You can all try ZipRecruiter for free just by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. And remember, businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. MyPillow has changed the way I sleep forever. I am not going back to that horrible Barney pillow I used to have. And I sort of kind of joked about cutting it up with a chainsaw or blowing it up in my backyard because I loathe that pillow that much. To be honest, at first I wasn't sold on the whole MyPillow trend, but now after I got one as a Christmas present and out of frustration one night, I switched up my pillow game and tried it. It is amazing. And like a toddler, I take it with me when I travel. Say goodbye to your crappy old pillow like I did and enjoy better sleep instantly. Now, as a special offer only for my listeners, you can use promo code Dana. Buy one pillow and get one pillow free. And you don't even have to share it. You can have both of them for yourself. Just call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, backed by a 10-year warranty. Limited offer, so get yours today. Buy one, get one free. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com. Use promo code Dana for buy one, get one free.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo return this August to Redding's Cascade Theater. These two are still rocking after 39 years together. Four-time Grammy winners Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo bring their band and their hits to the Cascade August 6th. Get tickets and limited VIP passes today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
At
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Follow along on Twitter at D Lash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I'm watching the story of a friend of mine who is so fed up. He's like, I think he was born in the wrong decade. Like, he really should have been in the, like, he's a greaser from the 50s, right? And he likes cars and stuff. And he's just a smart-ass libertarian who lives in Austin. Anyway, so he got real aggravated with the rage mob and created a totally fake person. And incited an entire rage mob against this fake person. It trended on Twitter. It's still trending. And now Yelp is apologizing for this fake person. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. This is, I mean, it is, yeah, Yelp is even responding. It, and they made up, like, there's, like, companies that were made up. I almost don't want to give it away because I just want it to keep on going. Because it's, this is, it is totally a mockery and joking and dunking on people who are, they so eagerly get involved. Like, oh my gosh, there's a pile on somewhere. Let's get involved. And people are like actually like retweeting some of this genuinely. And it's a fake person. It is, the whole thing's fake. But everyone loves outrage. Oh my gosh, this is one of the greatest stunts I've ever seen in my life. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, all right. Okay, so you guys remember that big old giant mysterious black sarcophagus that everyone was like, don't open, because have we learned nothing from Brendan Fraser and Tom Cruise and The Rock? Well, they opened it, and it's basically skeleton and sewage water soup. It's the nastiest thing ever. Kane, if I have to see this, so do you. It's the grossest thing I've ever seen. And it was a bunch of soldiers. Apparently, they said one of them had had an arrow in the head. One of those wounds, but it was, they put sewage water in there to aid in the decomposition, apparently, and it's totally gross. So, I don't, yeah, it's soup. It's nasty. I wish I would have had a warning on the photos. That would have been fantastic. So, parents are raising babies instead of actual babies because they say they're not going to allow children to choose their gender, or they're not going to choose their children's gender. They're going to let kids decide. Like, yeah, they're going to allow children to decide their gender and have that affect them for the rest of their life. You know, because children make great decisions, and we definitely should allow toddlers to make decisions that are going to impact them for the rest of their life, including getting hormonal treatment. That sounds totally right, right? We have a lot more to get into, including a nice story of a helpful dog and the latest, I don't know, just say it was Friday.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-431-5790. That's 800-431-5790. 800-431-5790. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
How we face that headwind on every single issue, no matter what we did, and it started throughout, it was throughout the campaign, and it started on day one. It was literally the press trying to delegitimize the president, to find a way to go into that Oval Office and say, well, there's something wrong. They falsely accused the president of taking the bust out of the Oval Office of Martin Luther King. I mean, and that's throughout my entire book. Part of the reason that I wanted to write this book, Sean, was to make people understand the headwinds that we face every day in terms of this administration and this president.
That's Sean Spicer, and he's actually correct in this. I mean, it is. It's the media. The media, most of them, trying to in any way delegitimize the administration. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. One of the things that I see that they do is they I really do think that they try to get rage mobs with really poor reporting, just really bad reporting. Like, for instance, when the New York Times ran that story, which I think was one of the most ridiculous things ever, and they were accusing Donald Trump Jr. of colluding with WikiLeaks because he had tweeted about information that apparently the New York Times was unaware of. And so they said, well, this is, you know, clearly you're working with WikiLeaks because, you know, this is information only they would have, except the problem was that WikiLeaks had apparently published it several days before. And so he was just reacting to public information, as was everyone else. And they just didn't even realize that. I mean, it's all about confirmation bias. And so they begrudgingly kind of retracted their story, sort of, and they buried it like on, what, 3A? I don't know. It's just crazy. And there are so many examples of this poor reporting that takes place, and it's all about confirmation bias. It's not about confirming actual facts. It's about confirming your bias with just even just the most limited, just awful ways possible. Just with hardly anything. And that's just, it's just, I wish it wouldn't be like that, but goodness. A few things here. One of the stories that I looked at, or that this actually came out last night, is that Tony Podesta, who is the brother of John Podesta, their now shuttered organization, the Podesta Group, which was involved in Libya. In fact, remember, it was the Podestas and others that, you know, they'd been involved in a number of elections in other countries and stuff with Hillary Clinton, Libya, and all kinds of stuff. He was offered, Tony Podesta actually worked with Paul Manafort, which I thought was funny. And I've never was ever really a fan of Paul Manafort because of his baggage like this. And I just don't think that you can, I just don't trust the Podestas. And I was just immediately jaded about Manafort the second that he was announced as in any way involved with the campaign because of his contacts, because of, you know, he works with the Podestas and many other individuals. And so it was Tucker last night who confirmed it, and Washington Examiner has a good piece up about this right now where they were saying that Tony Podesta is going to, he's been offered immunity by Mueller so that he can testify against Manafort. Now, the thing that really sticks out to me is that they both were committing the same crime. The FARA Act, this is the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Foreign Agents Registration Act is if you are an entity who is lobbying on behalf of a foreign entity, if you're a person who's lobbying on behalf of a foreign entity in order to affect policy within the United States government, then you have to register. It's not illegal to try to affect policy. It is only illegal when you don't register as a acting as a foreign agent or acting on behalf of a foreign agent. And so that's what Manafort is in trouble for. And that's what Manafort's in trouble for. That's what they got that one Russian spy for. That's what they got. That's what actually Glenn Simpson, who owns Fusion GPS, Bill Browder, was saying that Simpson, which I agree, should be charged under FARA. For violating it, but he gets special consideration because he's working with the people who would make those determinations, and he was working with those individuals to try to rig an election. So what gets me here is that Tony Podesta, I almost said Tony Manafort, which would have been a really great typo, and I would have left it, verbal typo. Tony Podesta committed the exact same crime that Paul Manafort did, but Paul Manafort is in jail and is going to stay in jail, and Tony Podesta gets immunity. Why? What do you think that is, Kane?
Which political party is Podesta again?
Well, he's a Democrat. I don't even know if Manafort's a Republican. But
he was associated with Trump, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's pretty much where it's at.
I mean, he chaired the campaign for Trump.
Yeah, how dare he do that? And Podesta was obviously a Democrat, so we know which way the deep state leans, don't we?
I never actually jumped onto the deep state thing, but yesterday I'm like, you know what? I finally believe it. I really do believe it. I actually do believe it now. It's just too obvious. So and Tony Podesta, he resigned from his lot. They had a lobbying company. I mean, that's literally what they did. He resigned in October of last year, and the firm was closed by the end of that year, by the end of 2017. So, and Manafort had a firm, Podesta had a firm, they worked together. They did stuff for Ukraine, they worked with a pro-Russian, an oligarch-funded political party, Party of Regions, that was working in Ukraine. And the Podesta group really became of great interest to Mueller because it violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. If you're lobbying, again, for foreign governments, if you're lobbying for foreign political parties, foreign leaders, you have to disclose your activities with the Justice Department. Lobbying isn't illegal. Not disclosing it, who you're lobbying for, if it's for a foreign entity, is. Manafort also has bank and tax fraud, but he also, of course, was FARA, too. And so you have two individuals. One gets immunity and one does not. And one worked on the Trump campaign and one did not. And it's kind of hard to think that there isn't any bias there. I think it's kind of crazy that he's getting immunity and Manafort's going to jail. If they both violated the law, send them both to jail. This is where I don't like deals of this nature because I think that they're also politically motivated. And I understand also the idea that, well, you want to be able to have someone testify on someone else in order to be able to have a more successful case. That's true. I don't disagree with that. But what I do disagree with is this idea that there isn't any bias at play here to determine who gets immunity and who doesn't. And that's what I think. That's what this really definitely seems to signal. It seems to really look like that. So it's like giving Bonnie immunity to get Clyde. That's a really good example, Kane. It's like giving Bonnie immunity to get Clyde. That's really what it is. So I'm curious to see what they do with Cohen, whether or not, you know, what all they, with these, you know, surreptitiously recorded conversations, et cetera. I'm very curious to see what comes out of this, and how that's going to work. But, this is, I don't know. This is all very interesting. I still see nothing with regards of collusion, but there it is. But this is, you know, when you talk about the deep state stuff, this is what people are talking about. And like, for instance, with John Brennan's talking about treason because, and I saw this again, all headlines yesterday, they're saying that somehow it was treasonous to hold a to stand on stage and answer questions from the press with Vladimir Putin. I mean, I've yet to see any other information presented as to what other treasonous actions possibly could have committed. They think it's so horrible that he stood up there and had a press conference with Putin and met with Putin. But Obama did. Obama met with Putin. Bush met with Putin. Clinton met with Putin. I mean, I don't get it. What gives? What's the difference? That's consistency. stupid people will say, oh, that's whataboutism, because they're stupid. Why? It's not whataboutism. Why was it okay for others and not okay for him? Yeah, let's play that. Yeah, go ahead. Listen to this. This is when
we want very much to have a strong Russia, because a strong, competent, prosperous, stable Russia is, we think, in the interest of the world.
Yeah. Treason. I mean, isn't that treason?
Where was all the treason talk then?
Yeah, that's treason if that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, if that's treason. Just saying. Just saying. That's what it looks like it is. So coming up, one of the things we'll touch upon is the New Yorker magazine decided to put a cover-up of Trump dead at the end of an escalator. Okay. Over the Helsinki press conference. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff that the media does. You can't sit here and engage in egregious bias and incite rage mobs against people and obscure fact and not retract false reporting and then claim that you're victimized when you're called fake news. That's not how it works. It does not work that way. So we're going to talk about that coming up. And we have a bunch of other things to get into, including some super awesome hate mail and hate tweets. So before we get going, Super Beats is a great way to boost energy, promote healthy circulation, and maintain healthy blood pressure as well. Energy is what motivates you, obviously. I mean, you can do your best when you eat healthy and you exercise regularly, but yet you can still feel fatigued, and that's when you shouldn't turn to processed sugar or stimulant, you know, fake energy drinks. They have negative side effects, and they're just mimicking what Super Beats does naturally anyway. Super Beats is loaded with dietary nitrates. Heat destroys them, so they developed a cold process to condense everything down into a powder, one teaspoon into, 4 or 5 ounces of water, and that's all it takes. And you get the nutritional equivalent of 3 whole non-GMO beets for increased energy and stamina all day long. Choose from mild berry flavor, which is the regular flavor, or you can get black cherry infused, and it's all natural. All you have to do to also find out how to get a free 30-day supply, call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com, and you also get free shipping with your first purchase. Call 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com. Are you hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and then invites them to apply for your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just visit ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change? Your mechanic finds something wrong and surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill. And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of your own pocket to fix it. This is why I recommend extended vehicle protection from CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. When you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Get CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or 800-CAR-6100 and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun at a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I'm going to go see, I want to see the skyscraper with The Rock, right? Because I love toxic masculinity and blowing stuff up and buildings. Like, I answered a question the other day. Someone was like, what movie could you watch over and over and over and over and over again? And I'm like, Tombstone and Magnificent Seven, the Fuqua, the remake. Actually, the original, too. I could watch, I mean, definitely those two. Because it's, yeah. Definitely, definitely. I think maybe those might be the only... Well, no, I could watch... I could also probably watch Edward Scissorhands over and over again. Anyway, long story short, I really want to go see this movie. And then I saw this headline over at Deadline Hollywood. Here's the headline. Ready? Paralympian actress Katie Sullivan chides Dwayne Johnson for playing an amputee in Skyscraper. Okay. She's mad because he's not a real amputee.
How far are people supposed to go for their roles, exactly?
She says, so apparently only people with disabilities can play people with disabilities. Only men who are pretending to be women outside in meat space in the real world, i.e. transgender people, can play those individuals. I mean, I think that this is a little much. I think it's great that you're able to accomplish as much as you can, but I think it's really crappy to try to tear somebody down and use that insult as a way to leverage attention for yourself. And that's what I think this was. And it's really unfortunate because I don't think that with, you know, her resume, she needed to do that. It's acting. What the hell do you think acting is? You don't really become these people. It's pretend. This is turning into Tropic Thunder. Like, but really? Could Tropic Thunder get could that get made today? Robert Downey Jr. was brilliant. Oh, my gosh. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He was hysterical. Oh, my gosh. And then Ben Stiller with that. Oh, my gosh. That's the thing, though. Would anyone say that of Sean Penn when he was playing that one dude? What was that? What was that? What was that movie? I don't know. I don't really like Sean Penn because he seems like he's mad all the time in every character he plays. And I just, you know how you watch some people who are.
I am Sam.
That's what I thought it was, but I didn't trust my judgment on that. Yeah, that was, yeah. Wasn't that like Forrest Gump with a daughter? Okay. Yeah, that's like saying Tom Hanks couldn't play Forrest Gump. I mean, seriously, can we stop with this? Can we just, everybody's trying to suck all the joy out of life. Quit it. And she's blasting him. She wrote this thing for Deadline Hollywood. I'm not even kidding you. It's like 2,000 words long. Saying, we need you to not do rules like this because, you know, there's too many rules for able-bodied people and not enough for those with disabilities, et cetera, et cetera. How about you just be a really good actor? How about you just be a good actor? And then she blasted Scarlett Johansson, even though she dropped out of that movie, where Scarlett Johansson was going to pretend as a woman to be a man, playing a character based on the real-life person of a person who is a woman who pretended to be a man. Except Scarlett Johansson was doing it on film, so that was offensive. I think this is so dumb. And she's like, this is about inclusion. If you want to be included, be a good actor. If you want to be included, sell seats in theaters. That's what this is about. This is about movies making money. I love how everyone tries to, it's about inclusion. It's about movies that make money. Could you sell this movie? Hell no. You are not The Rock. Everybody knows who Dwayne Johnson is. He's a household name. Not everyone knows you. And I think it actually undermines your argument when you try to lean on without doing it, without really doing it, obviously, by saying, oh, well, it's my disability that prevents that. Really? No, because Marley Matlin was, in everything when I was growing up, and she was deaf. That woman was in everything. There are other actors out there that are also that also have disabilities. But be a good actor. If you want inclusion, be a good actor. Because nobody wants to go see a movie where someone is struggling with a character and struggling with a performance, but the bar of inclusion was lowered for and your disability was catered to instead of you being judged like everyone else is judged. See, that's the thing with acting. If you be a good actor. Period. You're undermining your argument by saying that you should get special consideration for your disability when it should just be a good actor and sell movies, make movies. That's it. That's like the people who got mad at what's her face, Michelle Williams. She was in a movie with who the hell was it? Remember she got mad because he was getting all the money.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. They were like, because her agent was dumb. A, she apparently wasn't, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for her. I just think, you know, don't sit here and bitch at men to make up for your lack of empowerment. And her agent was lame and didn't argue reshoots in her contract, and Mark Wahlberg's did. And so Mark Wahlberg gets blasted because his agent was smarter than Michelle Williams' agent. They came from the same agency. And what was he supposed to do? How was that his fault? And also, he's Mark Wahlberg. He sells movies. That's the thing. If you can sell movies, guess what? You're included. If you can't sell movies, guess what? You're not. It's all about if you can sell movies. Can you put butts in seats? That's what it's about. Yeah, like Gary Sinise with Lieutenant Dan. Outrage. It's crazy. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, it's about who can really portray a character well. That's what it's about. We have second hour coming up. We're going to talk about, in San Francisco. By the way, I love how people are like, we don't want Russians affecting the election, but we totally want people who aren't here illegally to vote. We'll talk about that coming up with Jason Piccolo. And Janine Pirro joins us in our third hour. Stay with us.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies.
And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cyber Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. The news is brought to you on KCNR in Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffith. About 300 people gathered in a parking lot outside a tourism business to remember the 17 people killed. One of its duck boats capsized in storm-tossed water. The Ride the Ducks boat sank Thursday in Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri, after the strong storm generated wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles per hour in the area. Ripley Entertainment President Jim Pattison, Jr.
When we went into the water, it was flat, and by the reports that we're receiving, but it was a real sudden microburst of energy with high winds that just came very, very fast and furious, and not something that we would normally see. And again, you know, our captain was 16 years and certainly knows the water and the weather.
The White House is laying out the agenda for a planned summit between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Washington. Correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
National security will be the focus of the next Trump-Putin meeting, which is being planned for the fall here in the nation's capital. A White House official says the leaders would address national security concerns discussed in Helsinki, including Russian meddling. The official says the talks would also cover nuclear proliferation, North Korea, Iran, and Syria. The president's invitation to Putin was announced Thursday to the surprise of many administration officials, including the Director of National Intelligence. Greg Clugston, the White House.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney is defending President Donald Trump's comment, lamenting the Federal Reserve's action to raise the U.S. interest rates. Mulvaney says he's sure that most presidents have had similar thoughts about Fed actions, adding there's nothing non-factual or inaccurate about it. A man suspected of fatally shooting a Hawaii police officer was killed during a shootout with officers Friday after a three-day search across the Big Island, according to authorities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Even though the 4th of July is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot. Declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, the line charges, the complicated pricing. Start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile. And the pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And from each Patriot's bill comes a contribution to the vital donations of conservative organizations that fight for freedom every day. What a great month to remember that. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on this terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for summer, and help bring about conservative change. Independence has never sounded so liberating. Don't wait. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's patriotmobile.com/you. Be a patriot. Switch. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Thailand's leaders want to control how movies portray the ordeal of the young soccer players.
With the boys now home, attention has turned to how the media may handle the post-rescue story. There's been criticism of several news outlets, mostly foreign, who are considered to have ignored official advice to leave the boys alone for at least a month to try to avoid any psychological stress recounting their ordeal might trigger. Now, the Thai government's culture unit is to propose a special committee to oversee the production of films, documentaries and videos related to the experience of the trapped 12 boys and their coach. A senior official says the foreign media may not know the consequences of Thai law, which is tough on child and information protection. I'm Charles Siledesma.
Facebook says it has suspended Boston-based analytics firm Crimson Hexagon while it investigates how it collects and shares Facebook and Instagram's user data. News and analysis at townhall.com. The NFL and its players union have reached an agreement to put the league's new national anthem policy and the NFL Players Association's legal challenge on hold for now. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The move comes after the Associated Press obtained a copy of the Miami Dolphins' new 9-page discipline document. It contains a 1-sentence section on proper anthem conduct, indicating Dolphins players who protest on the field during the anthem could be suspended for up to 4 games. The NFL and the NFLPA issued a joint statement hours later, saying they're committed to resolving the issue outside of litigation. In the meantime, the league's 2-month-old national anthem policy has been put on hold. It forbids players from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field or the sidelines during the Star-Spangled Banner, but it does allow them to stay in the locker room. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
There was a time when saying, hey, the unemployment rate has gone down, that's a great thing. But, you know, when people are working at minimum wage jobs that won't support them, or they're working 2, 3, or 4 jobs to try to pay the rent and keep food on the table, then simply saying the unemployment figures have gone down just doesn't get you there.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren wants to double down on Alexandria. Okay, Ocasio-Cortez's Kane is dying. What second hour of the show? I'm Dana. Best program on air at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. It's Friday. We got a case of the Fridays because we're kind of gloopy.
You know what blows me away is that nobody follows up when she says crap like that. When she says stuff like that, nobody.
Because I don't think that they understand it.
I just don't get it. Like, how do they not laugh and then correct her? Like, that's what I would do.
Because I don't think that they understand economics. I mean, they don't know how to press her. Can you imagine if they'd, oh my gosh, what would those sound bites have been like? Because at least in PBS was pressing her, was pressing Cortez. Well, they're working 2 jobs, and, you know, that's why the jobs are bad. Well, no, they're working 2 jobs. I gotta go one more. She's like, it's like, oh gosh, Spinal Tap. Go one louder. Work 2 jobs more. Well, they got to work 4 jobs.
Just work 11 jobs.
Yeah. Why don't you give them some of your money, Liz? That's how Bernie Sanders always, like, blasts everyone else. How many houses does this guy have? 3 houses? And one of them is this ginormous lakefront home? I mean, it's speaking of that, oh, I got to tell you this one. This is good. So Barack Obama was in South Africa, right? And he was criticizing wealth inequality, which I hate this phrase. I think it's stupid. He says those who have more money should share their earnings with the less fortunate. Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to stop here. I actually don't disagree with him on the last part. But here's where I do disagree with him. It shouldn't be regulated by the government. It should not be wealth redistribution. I have always thought that if you see someone in need and you don't do anything to help when you can, that speaks volumes about your character. It's so easy to be generous with other people's money, and it's so easy for people to say, I don't have time to take care of other people, so I'm going to outsource it to the government and let the government do a crap job of it and, like, basically fritter away all the money on everything except the original intention. That's where I disagree with him on it. It's sort of like to bastardize Benjamin Franklin's quote, I definitely agree with fixing inequality or helping the poor. I just don't want to assist them in staying in that particular situation. You want to help them and give them opportunities to get out of it, right? And like Obama said at one point, right now I'm actually surprised by how much money I got. And then he blasts it, and he goes, there's only so much you can eat. There's only so big a house you can have. There's only so many nice trips you can take. I mean, it's enough. He's got a mansion in D.C. He's got another place in Hawaii. He's got, like, three mansions. Like, mansions. He's got, like, a $9, $10 million house in D.C.
He didn't have any of that before he was president, though. What's the deal with
that? No, they had a big house in Chicago.
Well, yeah.
It was a mansion. They had a mansion in Chicago. But
they didn't have all the other
They didn't have all the other mansions. And they weren't taking trips all the time. So maybe you could start with yourself. This is what I can't stand. I can't stand this stuff when people do this inequality. I think that so many people on the left tell people that you're poor and you only ever will be poor. This guy completely, I think, he's a living, walking embodiment of proof that his own arguments are invalid. He said history shows that societies that tolerate vast difference in wealth feed resentment and reduce solidarity. When economic power is concentrated in the hands of the few, what are you talking about, communism? Because that's how it worked. And then he was telling rich people to get smaller houses. I am super Dagny Taggart about stuff. Like, Dagny Taggart is my spirit animal. Go read Ayn Rand. I hate when people are shamed for being successful. And he's, by the way, Daily Caller notes that their big, like, $9 million house with a frillion bedrooms. They have, like, 9 bedrooms in this house and, you know, a million fireplaces. And it's their second home, and they're putting in this huge in-ground pool, and they're adding another terrace to the house and all that stuff. I'm not going to shame him for being rich. I just think I'm going to shame him for being a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. I love rich people. I love the fact that people can make money. He came from, he didn't come from poverty. I mean, his grandmother was the president of a bank, for crying out loud. So it's not like he came from poverty. This idea that you're going to shame people for when they are successful is antithetical to the American dream. And what I find should be the real resentfulness is or where resentfulness should actually be is when you demand that the government step in and take care of people when you yourself will not. When you demand that the government, I think that people pretend to be charitable when they outsource it to the government. You're not being charitable. You're being selfish and you're just outsourcing it. That's pretend charity. That's pretend concern. That's pretend stewardship. It's just when you see a need, fill a need if you can. And people should be doing that voluntarily. You don't need a government mandate to do it. Government mandates rob people of the ability to grow spiritually in this matter. If you outsource it to the government, that means that you're robbing yourself of a chance for edification. You're robbing yourself of a chance to really care about other people and serve other people. And what's the rule? If you're too good to serve, you're not good enough to lead. And that's how it should be approached. I think that's one of the big breakdowns in society, because not enough people view themselves as stewards of their fellow man. They want to make everyone do it, but then they actually themselves don't want to do it. It's really easy to be generous with everyone else's money. And by and large, it's the wealthy that do actually engage in the charitable works. I mean, who is it? Everybody blasted the Koch brothers back in 2000, from 2008 to 2012. But look, the Koch brothers put entire wings on hospitals, and they created all these endowments, and they did all of this stuff. I mean, regardless of what you think about their politics, they've done a lot. They fund research for different health issues to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. But there's, when he's criticizing wealth inequality, but do you realize that a lot of wealth inequality is actually brought on by bad government? A lot of wealth, and he's in South Africa saying this, which I find highly ironic. He's sitting here lecturing them about wealth inequality and then goes home to his $9 million mansion. So in South Africa and in many other countries in Africa, the wealth inequality is entirely a result of corrupt government. I mean, there are places that they could, oh my gosh. I mean, I think about this all the time. Like, there are so many places that they have so many natural wonders, and they have so many things that they could do if it wasn't just so corrupt. It is so incredibly corrupt. One of the places that I, where I went for summer vacation this year is an island out in the Atlantic. And, I always talk to people whenever we go out there because I like just going around and talking to people. And was asking them, how easy is it to do business here? And we were talking about how they were recovering after the hurricane and all that stuff. And they said it's actually kind of difficult to get a business license because it's so controlled and it's corrupt. And I think corrupt people don't realize that if they just allowed the market to breathe, how much richer they could be. And if they allowed other people to prosper, you know, a rising tide raises all ships. But the problem is that a lot of it is government. Government creates wealth inequality, not people earning money. The government policies, big state government policies, are what do it. When you make it difficult for people to create business, when you tax people, like the corporate tax rate, the United States had the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And then when you reduce that, look what happens. I talked to so many business owners, including one of the sponsors of the show, Keltech. They ended up hiring more people, raising wages, adding to benefits, giving people extra paid vacation. They did all of that. They gave, right when the corporate tax rate, our tax reform was passed, everybody got a $1,000 bonus, bam, like that. And then they also got extra paid vacation. And then their benefits increased. And then they hired more people. A rising tide raises all ships. And it's hypocritical for people like him who they enjoy. You know, Barack Obama enjoys that. He enjoys capitalism but rails against it. There's nothing wrong with earning. I don't believe in gratuitous wealth. I don't believe in any of that. I don't believe that it's vulgar or anything of that nature. I think that people should be able to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And we live in a country where people can make themselves from nothing. I came from a single mother who worked three jobs. And I was raised by family members a lot of those times. I couldn't even afford notebook paper when I was a kid. I had to borrow it. I was the poor kid in school. And everything that I have done and everything that I have, I still work three jobs now. I work my butt off. And I apologize for nothing. Nor should anyone else. So it's this idea that you're going to shame people. And that's the problem. You see, you know, you're criticizing wealth inequality. But then when someone actually improves their status, when they improve their station in life, then they're shamed for it. That's what they have waiting for them. You get a glow up and then you get shamed. You see how that works? It's like, do you really want people to prosper? We have coming up, we're going to talk about some of the ICE stuff. And then also San Francisco, I find this fascinating. San Francisco is going to allow people who are there illegally to vote. Yet, at the same time, I hear all of these same people screaming about, we don't want Russians meddling in the elections. You don't want foreigners meddling in elections, but you do. Pick one. No, it is the same. It is. Stop. We have that and so much more, and then Jeanine Pirro joins us in our third hour. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone service in the U.S. of A. And the cool thing about Patriot Mobile is that they help support the things you support. Like those things, like the tax reform that brought us the tax cuts and brought us the booming economy and low unemployment and the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh and all these other Supreme Court, all of the other appellate court nominations and elsewhere in the judicial system across the country. Patriot Mobile is the only cell phone company that is dedicated to supporting these causes. And you can vote with your dollars on issues that you care about, like protecting your rights and the Constitution's originality, just by paying your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill. So while supplies last, you can get a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for $4 a month and save 40% on a water-resistant phone. And all while doing it, help bring about conservative change. Mention promo code Dana, and they'll even waive your activation fee. Switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone with Patriot Mobile. Not everyone has a pillow as their best friend, but I do. Not only has this product changed how good I sleep, but during a time when some companies are running away from conservative radio, MyPillow is putting their support alongside programs like this one. But the big plus is that their MyPillow is truly the only pillow that I'm ever going to use again. Sleeping on this has alleviated my neck issues, and I'm sleeping better. I'm not crabby the next morning. There's all the other pillows are horrible. This is the only pillow that should be on the shelf at any store. And right now is a special offer for my listeners. Use promo code Dana and buy one, get one free. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com. Use my name as the promo code. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Now, this offer is limited, so get yours today. Buy one, get one, and you don't even have to share it. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com. That's promo code Dana for buy one, get one free.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
All right, it's time for Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is horrible. What happened in my home state of Missouri on Table Rock Lake? 17 dead, 7 injured. It was one of those duck boats that was carrying 31 people. There was a storm that blew in. It was the Ride the Ducks boat. It capsized last night. Now they say all of the missing passengers on board have been found. The death toll is now at 17. It was on Table Rock Lake near Branson. And about 7 p.m., a big old storm came through. They were unsure. It looked like it was a quick forming storm. And they said some of the dead are children. People drowned. And there's a video of the boat trying to stay afloat. And it is awful. Just one of the worst things I've ever seen. Our prayers are with everybody there. And, of course, those first responders who worked all hours to try to find everybody. Just awful. Just awful. And one of the most beautiful places in the world, too. A 7-year-old Alaskan husky is credited with helping rescue an injured woman who was hiking on a trail east of Anchorage. What do we ever do to deserve dogs? For real. This sweet little 7-year-old Alaskan husky, the dog's name's Nanook. The college student who's 21 from Tennessee was hiking Crow Pass Trail and she fell and got injured. It was a 3-day hike. She said she fell all the way down a snowy slope and hit a rock that launched her into the air. And then the dog found her. The dog found her and ran over to her and guided her back to the trail, camped with her overnight, and then stayed with her. Just until rescuers were able to get there. It was just amazing. When troopers at first they thought it was hers, Nanook actually belongs to a guy who lives near the south end of the trail. It wasn't even her dog. It was a dog that came out of nowhere. This dog came out of nowhere, and guided her back, camped with her overnight, and she said the dog's collar had a Crow Pass guide tag on. But, yeah, the guy who adopted her, Scott Swift, said, yeah, she just does this on his own. She doesn't have rescue training. One time, a few years ago, Nanook helped a young girl out of the river. This dog is amazing. I love dogs. Moving on down the line here. This is the most Trumpiest thing that's ever happened I've ever read. Trump voters gave birth to a baby in Chick-fil-A in Texas Wednesday night. So a Texas couple who are Trump supporters gave birth to a baby girl in a Chick-fil-A, and they wrapped her up in a Trump 2020 T-shirt.
Did they say what they named her?
I don't know. The dad, Robert Griffin, put a Facebook post about it. It was the craziest thing. They were headed to Chick-fil-A to hand off their other daughter to a friend because they were on their way to the hospital. The wife was already in labor, but she had to use the restroom really, really badly. And then... she crowned and just started. She had to have the baby right there. It just happened too fast the moment she got up. Is this not? It told you it was the Trumpest thing ever to happen. Coming up, Jason Piccolo joins us to talk about why San Francisco allowing people who are here illegally to vote. Stay with us. Gonna live a life. So slide over here. We talk a lot about our veterans and how we're so grateful for the way these heroes and their families have given so selflessly to secure our freedom. But what really makes the difference in the lives of veterans isn't just talk, it's action. My longtime partners at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to providing services and assistance to all veterans nationwide, not just those combat wounded. Helping veterans wade through the bureaucracy at the VA is one of the mainstays of their outreach. Assisting veterans of all ages and from all wars receive the benefits they are entitled to. It's something that shouldn't be a struggle for veterans and their families, but sadly it is. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is one of the oldest chartered veterans organizations around today, and their track record provides proof of their dedication to veterans. Call 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. 888-414-4483. Give to Purple Heart.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Please join us in sending Christmas in July to our troops. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Now through August 1st, you can make a donation that will be packaged and sent to our active duty personnel and troops deployed overseas. Please call the Veterans Museum at 378-2280 or drop your items off Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Thank you for helping us support our troops this summer and all year long. We'd also like to remind you that the Iron Soldier Benefit Ride is October 7th. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the ride, get more information from Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Call Steve at 275-7300. That's 275-7300. Or go to rysonline.com. Thank you for your support of our servicemen and women.
This message being aired is a public service to the community by Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, and coming soon to 96.5 FM.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Stream the podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
They just want open borders. The very bill House Democrats have introduced to abolish ICE doesn't even say which federal agency should assume its critical law enforcement duties. They just leave it up to a commission. And the reason I would submit is that they don't really care. Their obsession with open borders is so great that they are willing to risk public safety to achieve it. These irresponsible politicians should know better. They aren't worthy to lead the brave, hardworking men and women of ICE. These officers are just trying to do their job and to keep us safe.
Well, that's true. I mean, and yet people are screaming, abolish ICE. There's a lot of that. It was brought on by Maxine Waters and other individuals as well. But, oh, my heavens. And what would you do? And this comes on the heels of a story wherein San Francisco has now voted to allow non-citizens to vote in school elections, to have people who are not legal citizens here to be able to determine what is going on with your schools in which your taxpayer dollars support. This and everything else, joining us right now, Jason Piccolo, who is a former ICE supervisor, a Border Patrol agent, and he was the whistleblower during the Obama era because he was the one who discovered and called out this human smuggling cell. He was assigned to the White House Security Council. He joins us right now as well. Thank you, Jason, so much for joining us. Happy Friday to you. I look at the story in San Francisco. I mean, it's, you know, sanctuary city. I'm not entirely surprised, but where it can, I just keep thinking we're making it a lot. Instead of making it easier for people to enter the country legally and easier to vet people to determine whether or not they deserve to be in the United States and pose no threat to other individuals, I feel like we're just making it easier for people to just enter all willy-nilly, everybody, no vetting, and then just giving them the keys to the city.
Oh, we are. Now, you mentioned the school vote, but what if that turns into another type of voting for, like, city councils, et cetera? You know, back in 2017, there was over 240,000 illegal aliens in the San Fran region alone. Now, think about voting at the national level. Back in November of 2016, there was only 414,000 voters that came out to vote in San Francisco. So what if you're not vetting these people? What if you're just giving voter IDs to everybody and saying, hey, let's vote? You could have a voter base as half could be illegal aliens.
No, I think that's a really good, that's a very good point. And because we already know that this isn't going to just stop with whatever, school board elections, and it wouldn't even stop with city councils. There have been so many pushes and so many proposals by lawmakers in cities across the country to allow individuals who are not here legally to vote in elections that determine policy and determine taxes and, you know, all of this stuff. And I just think that's something that's, you know, even with our school boards, I mean, this is something that's sacred. You're talking about people who couldn't be bothered to come here legally, but you're going to allow them to determine what happens with your children, where your children spend 8 hours a day. That's a huge issue.
Well, the thing is, it's going back to the old days where you could bus voters in from other areas. You know, the last estimate by DHS in 2014 was there's 12.1 million illegal aliens in the United States. We know that it's obviously not true. It's probably close to 20 million. But what if they start just saying, hey, you know what, we're going to target locations and we're going to focus sending the – make them sanctuary areas, and that's where we want our base at. Because there was 45 million that voted for Dem Senate candidates in 2017, and there's 20 million illegal aliens. So, I mean, the math is there.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to switch gears from this and ask you about the ICE legislation that was in D.C. because Democrats were wanting to vote on abolishing ICE. Republicans seemingly said, I'll be your Huckleberry, and introduced it. And then Democrats decided, no, we don't actually want to vote on that. How dare you pull this stunt on us? And then when they came up with a resolution just to support ICE, 133 Democrats, as opposed to voting yes, we support ICE, or no, we don't, they just voted present. What's your reaction to that?
Well, they either want to abolish it or they don't. It's basically a scare tactic by the Democrats saying, hey, you know what, you do what we want, or we're going to vote to abolish an agency. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, and again, that was all. I mean, it also just seemed like it was a stunt in the first place to say that we're going to abolish ICE when and then had nothing in its place at all whatsoever. But to even just to not even say, you know, awesome, ICE is doing a really good job, that just seemed to, I mean, out of all of the things that you could find common ground on and have some bipartisanship, it seems like you could do that. The argument about abolishing ICE seems to have taken a backseat to everything else, but I'm sure it's going to come up to play in midterms because, Jason, I'm sure you've seen this, the number one issue for voters is immigration. I don't think that abolish ICE, from what you've been able to see in your perspective, how does calling to abolish ICE, that's not playing well with voters. What are you hearing?
It's not. And most of the people I talk to in my small circle of ICE officers and agents and their families and everything, it just doesn't make any sense to abolish an agency that goes after 90% of the people they go after. Or let me give you some statistics. Now, in 2017, 92% of the ICE arrests were people who had criminal convictions, pending criminal charges, were an ICE fugitive, or they had a final order removal. That means an immigration judge ordered them removed from the country. Now, that's an increase from 110,000 in 2016. But what's happening is people are saying abolish ICE, saying they're ripping families apart, but ICE is really going after criminal offenders. And you're not the common American, everybody that you know that's not in a mainstream media or a Dem trying to get a soundbite, wants to get rid of bad people from the country.
Hmm. ICE was slammed as well because they were saying, oh, they're making them prove that these kids, in order to reunify these families, they're trying to make it prove that these kids are theirs. You've, I think, talked a little bit about this as well, just with the human trafficking situation. There are so many adults that are not even related at all to the kids that come in and cross the border illegally. And then they, you know, either they're coyotes for cartels or it's, you know, part of human trafficking. And a lot, just a couple of weeks ago, I read a headline where a lot of these individuals are leaving these kids in custody and then they just take off. Because that's a huge problem, and I don't think that a lot of people realize that you can't just hand kids off to whatever adult says, oh, yes, that's my child, because there is such a huge percentage of these kids that are being preyed on by human traffickers.
Yeah, the kids are getting recycled as a commodity. Now, what they're doing is they're pairing these adults up, bringing them across, getting the adult into the United States, sending that kid back down south, and just recycling a kid. Now, DNA is a game changer. What's going to happen is that adult is going to have to say, okay, that kid is my kid, and if that DNA doesn't match up, then bam, for one, you're lying under oath, and two, the government can get you for smuggling. So the adult's like, hey, I'm just going to leave this kid out in the mountains and make my way either back down south or make my way north, and they don't care about the kids. These cartels don't care one bit about the kids.
No, they don't. Not at all. I've heard so many horror stories when I've been down to the border and I've talked to Border Patrol agents, just the stories that I hear. Sometimes I just don't know how they can do the jobs that they do and not, I can imagine that it affects them day after day after day, especially after, you know, I've heard stories of 6-year-olds being left on the side of a dirt road after coyotes bring them over. There was a story and photos that one agent showed me a couple of years ago wherein coyotes brought over a little boy in a wheelchair and threw the wheelchair over one of the shallower parts of the Rio and put the kid up on the bank, and he laid there for who knows how long, dehydrated, until one of our awesome border agents found him. I mean, this is the stuff that they're doing to kids, and this is what, I mean, you don't see that. You hear all of the, you know, the hyperbole, but you don't see the crazy stuff that weakened border enforcement by way of policy, not by way of those doing it. It has served as a beacon for this sort of criminal behavior. Those are the stories that they don't show. I imagine that that's frustrating and also demoralizing to a lot of the agents that are out there every single day doing this job.
Well, I agree. And I would love to see the Cynthia Nixons and et cetera. Just take a – go down to the border. Don't go on the media tour where they're going to show you all the nice things. Go down to the real border. Go into the mountains. Go into that poorest area where the families or these kids are getting just left alone and the coyotes are using them. You know, just really see the border. Really see what goes on down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Piccolo, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us your thoughts and perspective on this. We appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dana.
Mm-hmm, of course. We have a lot more to get into, including some of the latest going on with, oh my goodness, all kinds of stuff happening with news. And then, of course, we'll have Mailbag of Hate and all that good stuff for you as well. We have Florida Man coming up. Kel-Tec is a great firearms manufacturer. You need to check them out. They do some of the coolest stuff that is out there. They, you know, for like the KSG tactical shotgun line that Kel-Tec has, this is the coolest looking shotgun, period. It is so awesome. And this thing, cool thing about the KSG is it holds a whole box of shells, so you're not just loading a few at a time. The 25 holds an entire box of 2 3/4 inch shells, so you got 24 plus one, or you got 40 plus one rounds of 1 1/2 inch shells. That's three times the capacity of ordinary shotguns. It's just, you don't need to load a few shells at a time. You can put the whole box in. And it's the longest Kel-Tec barrel and patented dual tube magazine yet. But it's only 38 inches overall, so you can put it in the rack. They have so many cool things over at Kel-Tec. The RDB, the Bullpup done right. They also have the CMR 30, the Sub 2K, which is super cool. That's a fun gun as well. It's the most convenient 9mm or 40 caliber rifle that's out there. It's adjustable. You can fold it. Easy storage. It takes most handgun mags. You can easily take it apart to clean or all that stuff, even without tools. You have to check out all of the innovations that Kel-Tec, that they produce through their Florida-based business every single day. KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-431-5790. That's 800-431-5790. 800-431-5790. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and then invites them to apply for your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just visit ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's Forever Furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The Ann Things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
This administration has been relentless in its efforts to deter Russia from its bad behavior. We inherited a situation where Russia was running all over the United States. These last few days have been, frankly, more heat than light. This administration has been strong in supporting the Ukrainians, strong in making sure that we protected against Russian expansion to other parts of the world. We all recognize that that threat is real, and President Trump has been strong in protecting America from Russian aggression.
Well, true. Well, there you have it. I mean, my goodness. That is Mike Pompeo talking about, this is all of this, the ridiculous. See, the media puts stuff out there where they're like, oh, my gosh, it's collusion, and oh, my goodness, and people are laundering money. There's nothing to support it, but the media just, and everyone else then gloms on, and it just goes crazy. That's what they do. It's maddening and incredibly unfortunate, but, you know, it is what it is. Nobody wants to. Yeah, and his actions on Russia are so much harsher. Hi, just in the past, since he took office, he's killed more Russian troops than were killed during the entirety of the Cold War.
In the past 3 weeks, his rhetoric alone and with NATO and everything, it kills me to hear all this stuff.
So wait, if he's a puppet for Russia, then strengthening NATO and making stronger alliances against NATO, how is that puppetry for Russia? Killing, their troops, how is that puppetry for Russia? Competing with them and trying to run them out of the market for energy, how is that puppeting for Russia? Unless, that means you're trying to undermine them, is that puppeting for Russia? Is Russia trying to undermine itself? This doesn't make any sense. This is the kind of drunken logic that I just don't get it. This is crazy. Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
It's the same thought process with the 2016 election. It's like, what did Russia want Trump, who was touting how much stronger he was going
to
make America?
They wanted the chick that they had already given exactly. hundreds of millions of dollars to, who couldn't even spell reset on a button properly. They wanted her. Actually, I don't even know if they really cared. I think they just wanted to cause division. They want to sow division. It's all about psyops. They want to sow division to weaken it for the next person coming in. But I mean, she already gave him 20% of the uranium production capacity. Everyone's like, no, that's been debunked. No, actually, it hasn't been.
No, it hasn't.
It wasn't. They're like, no, that's not true. Here's all the evidence showing that it is. But then they're like, all of these things that aren't true, like collusion and money laundering and all this other stuff, we're going to make these claims with zero evidence.
And imagine if Trump said this stuff.
I mean, we want very much to have a strong Russia because a strong, competent, prosperous,
such as
stable Russia is, we think, in the interest of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Except that was Hillary.
Yeah, that was Hillary. Are you sure it wasn't just Trump and, like, pretending to be Hillary?
No, it certainly was Hillary.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Let's go ahead and kick it into some Florida man person.
It's time for Florida person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even understand half of this stuff. This is just so crazy. So, let me open this up because I want to make sure I done get it proper. So this is from, I'm not going to be able to pull it up. I can't pull it up. Well, I know. Now it's unfortunate. Now I'm upset because I had a really good headline about a guy who threw a hot dog at a woman. Okay, I got it. Here's the headline. It comes from Miami Herald. He said, "I'm going to kill you." And then he grabbed her neck and threw a hot dog at her. Literally the headline. A Florida man spent a night in jail on domestic violence charges after slapping and putting his hands around his live-in girlfriend's neck. Sebastian resident Stephen Perry also involved a hot dog in Thursday's argument over a roommate. According to the arrest report, Perry wanted to keep the roommate and the financial help with the rent. Holly Kamen, Perry's girlfriend for 5 years, wanted the roommate gone because she kept stealing things from Kamen's room and breaking them. Perry advised Kamen wouldn't shut up and listen to him, so he slapped her to shut her up, said the Sebastian police officers. He advised later the same argument happened again, and to shut her up, he slapped her. But this time, he also proceeded to place his hands around her neck. He says his intent wasn't to choke her, but was to keep her quiet, which is also what choking does. He said, during the choking, he also stated, quote, "I'm going to kill you," and hit her with a hot dog that had ketchup. I love how detailed they get. Anyway, so he was completely, totally arrested, as you can imagine.
An all-beef hot dog?
I don't even know, like, what kind. Yeah, I'm just like, what kind
of... I love the stories that get all detailed for no reason.
My favorite are T.C. Palm. Oh, I love it. Oh, this is so great. Florida child sidekicked a Florida man. Goes on a crash spree. A Florida child left a trail of destruction through Sewanee County Thursday. Live Oak police say a 9-year-old was driving a stolen truck and hit another vehicle and then drove off. Then an officer saw the Florida child hit a second and then a third vehicle. The truck swerved in and out of lanes, hitting a fourth vehicle, and then the car hit yet another vehicle. Then the truck finally hit a light pole. The Florida child went to the hospital with injuries. The truck was found to have been stolen from Live Oak and Auto. The damage to the property of Cheek and Scott Drugs and Sewanee Primary School. What? There's literally a store called Cheek and Scott Drugs.
I want to do it because it's fun. Fun to do bad things and drive into a car.
So did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
Oh, man. Okay, this is a story that's going to totally freak you out. A Florida man dies from flesh-eating bacteria after eating bad oysters. The Florida Department of Health said the 71-year-old man in Sarasota died because he ate bad oysters at a local restaurant. It had the flesh-eating bacteria as something I can't pronounce, which is in raw shellfish. It's rare, but you can die, says the Tampa Bay Times. I just don't like eating those at all because they look like boogers in little dishes. I don't like them. It's gross. Third hour on the way, we have Janine Pirro and Mailbag of Hate.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffith. About 300 people gathered in a parking lot outside of a tourism business to remember the 17 people killed when one of its duck boats capsized in storm-tossed water. The mourners on Friday night sang Amazing Grace and prayed, some of them holding candles. Another 75 people gathered at Brookside Church in Branson to pray. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says that she will examine legislative solutions to increase the safety of amphibious vehicles like duck boats after the tragedy in Branson. The Democratic senator did not offer specifics after she was briefed Friday evening by officials from the U.S. Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board. Thousands remain without power in Iowa after a group of tornadoes slashed through the central part of the state, injuring 17 people. This Marshalltown resident, Crystal Jensen, says she was certain that it was a tornado based on the winds and the damage to her home.
I mean, it had to have been the tornado. Mm-hmm. As much debris as I saw coming this way. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I literally ran to the basement with her. We got into one of our enclosed rooms. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find my dog. Mm-hmm. It lasted maybe 3 minutes.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney defending President Trump's comment lamenting the Federal Reserve's action to raise U.S. interest rates.
Mulvaney says President Trump is not the first president who is frustrated that every time things seem to be getting a lot better economically, the Fed tries to pump the brakes. Mulvaney says the president absolutely respects the independence of the Fed, but that does not prevent him or previous presidents from voicing their opinions.
That is correspondent Dennis Crowley reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are planning a long-shot attempt to force action on a measure to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Here's Wally Hines.
Three Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are planning a rarely used procedural move that allows them to call for a meeting on any bill. If Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte declines to approve the meeting within 3 days, the question then goes to the full committee, where it would almost certainly fail on a party-line vote. Republicans hold a 23-17 margin on that committee.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. President Donald Trump once again is weighing in over the protest by NFL athletes during the national anthem. Mr. Trump tweeted on Friday that he can't believe the debate has reignited. He's proposing his own penalties of a one-game suspension for kneeling in a game. News and analysis at townhall.com. Local officials in a central Virginia county say that a giant Confederate flag visible from an interstate highway has to come down because it violates a zoning ordinance.
Virginia TV station WCAV says the Louisa County Board of Zoning Appeals has denied a petition this week to leave the flag in place. The group, the Virginia Flaggers, have installed Confederate flags across the Old Dominion state. The group erected this particular flag back in March, which was visible beyond the tree line along Interstate 64. But zoning board officials contend the flagpole was taller than the 60-foot maximum allowable height.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. The zoning board rejected the Flaggers group's argument that the rebel flag was a monument and therefore exempt from the ordinance. Several Confederate flags have sprung up along the interstate highways in Virginia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Trump derangement syndrome has officially come to the Senate. The hatred for the president is so intense that partisans would rather risk war than give diplomacy a chance. Does anybody remember that Ronald Reagan sat down with Gorbachev and we lessened the nuclear tensions? We need to still have those openings. Nobody is saying or excusing Russia's meddling in our elections. Absolutely. We should protect the integrity of our elections.
Tater! I was called a tater, too. Oh, man. I'm going to screenshot that email, and I'm going to post it on Twitter. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's Friday, and we're a little loopy. Okay, so coming up this hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro joins us. They had an MF-er off on The View. Apparently, we're going to talk about that. And then also, later on, we're monetizing the haters with some good old mail bag of hate. And then I'll tell you who called me a tater. Okay, all right. Whew. I didn't mean to go there, but it just happened. You know, it just kind of happened. So, I want to, for a moment, talk about the fascistic witch hunt of Elon Musk. Have you guys been aware of, you guys know who Elon Musk is, right? He's the guy who's like, woo, watch out for the robots and all this crazy crap, right? So he's been getting some heat lately. This is the fascistic tactics of far left. He's been getting heat lately because somebody discovered that he donated some money to some Republican PACs. What? What? And then the Sierra Club said, you know what he did? He asked us to make public his donations to us. And then everyone's like, the media goes, oh, probably to deflect from the fact that he was donating to Republicans. Now they're also, now the New York Post is saying, Elon Musk has, he's got bizarre tweets, and they're writing bad crap about his company to ruin his company now. They're trying to drag his company because, first, he defended capitalism. Secondly, he defended wealth. And then third, he was accused of donating to some Republican PACs. And I think he's donated to Democrats, too, but then Huffington Post was like, well, he's donated seven times as much to Republican PACs. And then, so now they're coming after him because he has different think. So, I don't know. It was just ridiculous. So now they're really going after him because of that. So, I mean, there's all of these stories here. Hold up. I got all of these. So, the listen to this. This is Mashable that writes about all tech. Listen to this. Someone sent a submarine to rescue Elon Musk's reputation. It turns out the Tesla and SpaceX CEO has donated seven times as much money to Republicans than Democrats since the beginning of 2017, according to the Federal Election Commission data reviewed by HuffPost. Now, the way he wrote this sentence was this. He donated seven times as much to money to Republicans because he's a moron. This is literally your second graph. This is your lead. And then they get into it. And then it goes on and on, and he goes, it's pretty strange company for Musk to keep, considering how deeply he purports to care about our climate. Why is he donating so much to the GOP? He's attempting to defend himself against reports that he gave nearly $40,000 to protect the House, a PAC trying to maintain Republican control of the House, by explaining that the recipients of his donations would be willing to listen to him. So they're trying to now, Elon Musk is the new target, because they found out that he donated to Republicans. He's the new target. So now there was a fake news report that said he was leaving Tesla. This is what media is doing. This is what people are doing to him now. This is what the progressive left is doing to him.
It's in an effort to drive the stock price down.
Yes, they're trying to drive the, yes, exactly. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They, and then his Tesla stock downgraded amid Model 3 order cancellations. So they, New York Post went after him. They wrote, Tesla's Elon Musk has been tweeting as if he's as high as one of his SpaceX rockets. They also said that he called in a request to Sierra Club executive director Michael Brune to make public the $6 million-plus in previously anonymous donations that he made to the group. And his purpose, as reported, was to deflect flack for donating $38,000 to a pro-Republican PAC last quarter. Jeez. And then they said, they wrote, Musk's 22.2 million Twitter followers gave the entrepreneur a bully pulpit that he ill-advisedly used this month to dress down a blog writer, Lynette Lopez, who needed to be dressed down because she's a moron. She wrote all of this stupid stuff about him and then tried to shame him for being successful, and he points out that he creates jobs and pays taxes. So she can take a seat. Don't sit here and act like you're a hard-ass chick, and then when you criticize a dude, and they come back and they're like, that was really ill-advised and dumb of you. I have businesses and I pay salaries and I add to the tax base and I create jobs. And that's what he did. He was actually really cool. And she's a social justice warrior, third wave feminist, and she lost her mind. And then put out this. This is why the media is mad at him. He wants to name a journalist rating. He wants to do a journalist rating site. And rate news based on its trustworthiness. I know. I think that's great. Well, they hate that.
Why do they hate that? Did they say?
Because they don't like anything that challenges this. So they're going to go after him and try to get him now.
Look, can I tell you that there is a couple of things that I didn't like Elon Musk, for a while, not even before this. He had taken a lot of government money to do a lot of the things that he did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I wasn't necessarily for. Okay, that doesn't mean he's a bad guy or there's some, craziness. Right. But recently on Twitter, he had reacted to some of the trolling and vitriol that gets out there on social media, and he actually referred to a guy as a pedo guy, right? Some guy.
Oh, it was
that?
One of the cave divers,
right?
And Thailand, they blasted one of his projects,
yeah.
And he said that back to him.
Exactly.
Apparently, yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a little bit of
here I have that.
He could, just like Trump, use a little bit more restraint, right?
And but he apologized to
yeah.
him.
Yeah. But the thing is, there's really nothing.
Stupid.
There's really nothing to grill Elon Musk over like they're doing, and it's getting a little nuts. It's the same with Trump, only times 100 they're doing it to.
Well,
Trump.
The guy, by the way, the guy lied about him, and suggested that he engage in a sexual act with the mini sub. This is where this was going. He wanted to help out with cave divers, and one of the guys attacked him and basically told him to go screw himself with his mini sub. And so that's when Musk responded the way he did. And everyone demanded that Musk apologize, but no one said anything about the comment directed to him. So everybody can just
so in an effort to be
do something unflattering
and
himself.
To be fair in criticism, that's what I would bring up when talking about Musk. But this is just way over the top.
This is the crazy stuff, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just for crying out loud. Why these are brown shirt tactics. They're going after people who dare think differently, do differently, etc. This is what always happens. They do this every single time. It's crazy. And so and shaming him because he donated to Republicans, they're trying to do to him what they did to Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel, who is what? Is he a gay conservative? He's a conservative. He worked with PayPal. He was shamed because it was discovered that he donated to Prop 8 way back when. And they ran him out on a rail. This is the stuff that they do. It's insane. But these are fascistic tactics. This is what the left does. They can't coexist with people and they can't accept different viewpoints. He hasn't done anything. He's not even political. He just doesn't put up with false stories written about him, who would? And he donated $38,000. Well, no, overall, he gave $88,000 to Republicans and $13,000 to Democrats and $50,000 to a fundraising committee run by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's a Republican in California. And they're mad because, how dare you do this? He can do whatever he wants, thought police. Golly, when did the left turn into such, when did so many progressives turn into such turds? Seriously. You guys are, it's like the Salem witch hunt. They're out there with their little Puritan hats and all of that. How dare you have wrong think about Democrats? And then they do this crap to people. It's freaky.
Elon Musk did not violate any campaign finance laws.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. There's no laws that he broke.
He didn't do anything like Rosie O'Donnell did.
Right. So, it's to me, again, this is all just false hype. In order, we got midterms coming up. This is another negative they want to put on something that is aligned with conservatism in some way, right?
Yeah.
They just want to make it evil. That's all they care about.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's crazy. So I don't know. I look at this and they're brown shirt tactics. They're going after people to shame them for campaign donations and other things. And this should not be tolerated. Who cares if he donated to something? Good grief. This dude's been bullied his whole life. My gosh. We have a lot more to touch on. We have Janine Pirro who's going to be joining us later on. And then I also have for you Mail Bag of Hate later on. And it should be very good stuff. And we'll get into all of that. Ooh, good. And then Janine Pirro is going to tell us about the fight that she had at The View. Oh, my gosh. Because she did. She had a fight there. It was pretty crazy. So we'll get into all of that and more as we get going here. CarShield is a great program to have if you are concerned about car repairs. First off, if you have a manufacturer's warranty that's close to running out or something to that effect, you need to check out extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. So it's really expensive to get cars repaired now because they don't make them simple. I mean, there's nothing simple about today's cars. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide you with 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, you don't have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs, and don't worry about missing out this summer. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Dana. A deductible may apply. The future looks bright for conservatives with thousands in tax cuts, a booming economy, low unemployment, and the president's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh as Supreme Court Justice. Support this bright future and switch to Patriot Mobile's Supreme cell phone service. Patriot Mobile is the nation's only conservative cell phone company dedicated to supporting the causes in which you believe. Vote with your dollars on issues that you care about, like protecting your rights and the Constitution's originality, all by just paying your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill. While supplies last, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a water-resistant phone perfect for the summer and help bring about conservative change. Don't forget to mention promo code Dana and they'll waive your activation fee. Switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting patriotmobile.com/Dana. Again, that's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. Switch today and start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. to never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's The Dana Show.
So we have Mailbag of Hate coming up later on. And all kinds of... I'm going to monetize the haters. Yeah! Oh, my goodness. I love it. So I'm super excited about all of that. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So let's kick it into some Quick Five, shall we?
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. There's a couple things. Did I get to everything? I have so... Oh, gosh. This is... Band name alert. Rabid bat clings to a woman's bingo wing in a parking lot. I had to put the bingo wing in there just because I thought it sounded funny. It's just to her arm. No, rabid bat and the bingo wing. Like a ska band with a 50s twist. Like, just put that there. Anyway, a rabid bat, says the Tampa Bay Times. This is a Florida person story, but I just couldn't put it in, and I ran out of time, and I want to keep it here. Rabid bat clung to a woman's arm in Sun City Center parking lot. Say that fast, Sun City Center. A woman was helping a friend into a vehicle in the parking lot, and she felt something strike her arm, and then she couldn't see what it was and went home. While she went to the restroom, she found a bat clinging to her arm. It was on her arm, and she squished it with a towel. She squished the bat with a towel. How do you do this? How is this happening?
Cockroach?
I don't know. How do you... She couldn't see what it was. How do you not know you have a bat on your arm? We are just so freaked out right now. How do you know? She had like a rabies thing. She had a pre-rabies thing. They don't think that she's expected to develop it. But, I mean, how do you have it on your arm? How big is your arm that you don't know a bat is on it? So maybe the bingo wing thing is right. I just needed it. I can't get over that. And she squished it with a towel. Why'd you squish it with a towel? It was probably says a baby bat. They eat mosquitoes.
Squish it with your bare hands. What would you do?
I'd let it outside. It's a bat. They eat mosquitoes. Anything that eats mosquitoes is my friend.
So tiny that you thought it was like...
Oh my gosh! Stop it. No one thinks that.
It's the year of the cicada.
Google baby bat.
The year of the cicada.
No, Google baby bat. Even if it was a baby bat. No, they're huge. I call shenanigans. How do you not know? Someone help me. How do you not know there's a bat on your arm?
Yeah, baby bats are kind of cute.
Okay, I got to get... So, you know the Swiss rolls from H-E-B? Heb? Is it Heb or just H-E-B? I don't know. Okay, well, they got the salmonella, so give them up. Gosh. A bakery foods producer recalled Swiss rolls sold under several brand names, Great Value and AGB, due to the salmonella. No illnesses have been reported, but, you know, get rid of it. Just FYI. Call or go to their website and find some stuff out. I'm just like, for real, what is up? Okay, so this comes from ABC7. Oh, man, come on. Why are you not opening? Okay, so I would think that if you're going to take a... this is ABC7. If you're going to take a woman on a date, maybe don't, like, steal her car. So a man stole this Memphis woman's car while they were out on a date, and then he used it to take out her godsister. He took her out on a date, then he stole her car. He's arrested. And then took out her godsister. I don't even know what the hell a godsister is. What is that? We're just making up things now. Yeah, we're just making stuff up. Moving on, New Jersey is considering taxing tap water because people are morons. And also, a dude called 911 because he was fouled in a basketball pickup game. He said he literally called 911 because he was that upset. Oh, my goodness. Judge Jeanine Pirro joins us next. Stay with us. I was such a skeptic when I heard all of the MyPillow commercials. Some of my listeners might even remember me mocking how long it takes to make one pillow. I mean, how in the world could a pillow take 10 years and be so magical? And I'm from Southern Missouri, so I say pillow. It seems silly, but that was until I was given a MyPillow for Christmas, which changed my life. And I seriously want all of you out there to own one because I know from experience, once you do, you won't be crabby because you're going to enjoy better sleep instantly. And right now, as a special offer for my listeners, use promo code Dana and buy one pillow, get one free. You can call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Now, this offer is limited, so get yours today. Buy one, get one free. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana for buy one, get one free.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
It's the Dana Show.
But you were under a rock yesterday. You know all about Jeanine Pirro's appearance here on the show. Now, things got hot on the air, which you expect. That happens a lot. But I want to clear up what happened afterwards, because she talked about it on Fox News last night and Fox and Friends this morning, or The Five, or whatever it is. But she seemed to leave out some key points, because, well, she left a lot of pertinent stuff out. And there were a lot of people backstage, and I want to be very clear about what happened. So there's a lot of spin that she's doing, and I can't do anything about that, but I can tell you what went on. She was upset when she got here because Ana Navarro was here instead of Joy. And after the segment, which ended when it was supposed to, it was not early, it was not late, it ended when it was supposed to, she then called everybody at the table a name I cannot repeat on TV and said it in front of the audience. When I came off stage, I went over there because I was a little hot. Okay, so I went to calm down. She came off. She could have just passed me. She didn't need to stop, but she stopped and put a finger in my face and yelled, "I've done more for victims than you ever will." Then I said to her some few choice words I cannot repeat. Yes, I did say it. I did say it. But I did not spit on her. I did not intimidate her. No one chased her out of here saying, "Get out." But she did leave here cursing at the people who booked the show. She cursed at the guys who do the security for the show. So I did say to her in the middle of all this, "You and I have never had a problem before, you know." And then I had to go back to work to finish the show, which should tell you none of us were chasing her because we still had another segment to do. So.
I feel like she's trying to rewrite history here. But I've seen her be so rude to people before. I've seen Whoopi Goldberg be so rude to individuals before. Whenever they have been on the program, whenever they've been on The View, and she, like, talks over everybody. I mean, she goes out there and says all of these crazy things, and what, it's okay that she says these things? It's all right that she does it. And that she's unchallenged, that she gets challenged. She was rude the entire time that Jeanine Pirro was on. She was rude the entire time, and she was talking over everyone. She talks over every conservative that's on. And Ana Navarro was just someone who would not get television time if she was not pretending to be a Republican. So, and they didn't even get to talk about Judge Jeanine's book either, which was incredibly unfortunate because it's Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and it went on sale earlier this week. It's a great book. The host of Justice with Judge Jeanine Pirro, joins us on the phone now. It's such a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being on with us today.
Well, Dana, it's great to be on your show. After I've had you on mine, we love my viewers love seeing you, so I'm delighted to be on with you today.
Well, I know my audience is going to love hearing from you, and I love the way that you threw down on The View, by the way. I loved it because I feel like so often they're, you know, the limited government voice and people who are happy about tax reform and the Supreme Court justice nominees and everyone else, they don't really get as much of a voice because they're always argued over by people like Whoopi Goldberg. Tell me what was your experience like there? Because it seems that she was hostile towards you right out of the gate.
Well, look, I'm going to talk about this on my show, Justice, tomorrow night at 9. And I think that anybody who had watched this segment could see what was going on. And you're so right, because this has happened to you as well, Dana. As soon as I started answering the question, they shut me down. As soon as I said something positive about Donald Trump, they shut you down. And that's what the left does. And that's why I wrote the book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. You know, the anti-Trump conspiracy. And what happened to me was a microcosm of what's happening across this country every day, where the left makes a decision that it's only their way of thinking that's going to be understood. And, Dana, I made the decision to go on that show because they wanted to talk about my book. Well, they didn't want to talk about the book. They wanted to talk about Donald Trump. And, you know, as soon as I started to talk about Donald Trump, then, you know, they didn't want to hear about anything positive about Donald Trump. So it didn't end well. I mean, I was thrown out of the building, and I have a whole staff that was with me that can attest to that. But in the end, what we're trying to do is get the word out, and my book has, you know, a tremendous number of footnotes for anyone who needs footnotes. You know, to back up arguments that we can, you know, give to those people who are not willing to listen to us.
Yeah, and I'm exactly right. I'm so glad this book, The Case, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. I agree with what has been said by a couple of lawmakers, including Senator Rand Paul. I know Marco Rubio was saying this as well. The hyperbole from progressives has, I've never seen it like this. I have never seen so many people in legacy media without any substance, without any evidence at all whatsoever. They glom onto this narrative. I really do feel like they are trying to undermine this administration and prevent, and really I think they're trying to get the president out of office in his first term, and that's what this is all about. What do you feel about this? Because I really feel like the deep state is a real thing.
Well, of course it is, and there's no question they're trying to get the president out of office. I mean, if nothing else, the emails and the text messages between Strzok and Page, where he talks about, you know, stopping it, you know, Page says he's not going to be elected president, is he? And Strzok answers, no, we'll stop it. And then the insurance policy that everyone was talking about was a Russia collusion investigation that Strzok, as the head of counterintelligence, began. And, you know, they took a document or a dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC and used it as a basis for a warrant so that they could spy on the Trump campaign and get whatever dirt they could pick up. Now, this only happens in third world countries, Dana. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, I make it very clear that the evidence and the proof is in the pudding. And Peter Strzok can sit in front of Congress and say all he wants, don't believe your lying eyes. But the evidence speaks for itself. It's been 19 months. We've got a special counsel who was appointed by Rod Rosenstein, the same person who told Jeff Sessions to recuse himself. And who knows where Jeff Sessions is? He's got to be in a closet somewhere. We haven't seen or heard from him. But in the end, it was an investigation that is focused on Russia collusion, and there is no collusion. The only collusion is the Clintons selling 20% of our uranium to the Russians. It's Barack Obama saying in that off-mic moment to Medvedev, you know, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election. It's Barack Obama who stood there while Russia annexed Crimea and, you know, invaded Ukraine, while Donald Trump is the one who is arming Ukraine. Donald Trump is the one who is, you know, imposing sanctions on Russia that are absolutely crippling throughout Russian nationals and has closed embassies. I mean, the whole thing is backwards. But what you have to be careful of in this country right now is that if we are not attuned to the election of 2018, everything can go back to the Barack Obama days. And that's why it's so important for Americans to make sure that they understand what's at stake, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and just get out there and do what they've got to do to make America great, just like the president is.
Yeah, and the House, of course, if Republicans, heaven forbid, if Republicans lose the House, then there goes the investigation into what Hillary Clinton was doing with this Russian information using Fusion GPS, an agency that I really think Glenn Simpson should be charged for not for violating the FARA, for violating FARA, not registering as a foreign agent, because they were lobbying to get the Magnitsky Act repealed. And that investigation into what she did with that information and the money that she paid to journalists, they when they were leaking out all of that information to get stories written so they could bring that towards the FISA court and say, look at all this evidence, all this stuff happening. They would end that investigation. That's not even collusion. That's conspiracy. And it amazes me that nothing more has been done about that.
Well, it shouldn't amaze you, Dana, because there's no one in the Department of Justice who is interested in any kind of consequence for what happened during the 2016 campaign. Look, Jim Comey was the one who started this make-believe investigation with no grand jury, no search warrant, no subpoenas, hand out immunity like it's candy, and then come out when it's not even his job and say no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute this case. And for those people who come out and say, oh, but he's the one who reopened it, let me make one thing clear. He reopened it because the Southern District of New York and the NYPD was going to sound the alarm that there were classified documents on Uma Abedin's, sex pervert husband's, Anthony Weiner's laptop from Hillary Clinton's personal email server. So it is very sad. And as Congress continues to dig in and try to delve into what happened, they're not getting anywhere because there is no prosecutor who isn't conflicted, like Rod Rosenstein, like Jeff Sessions. And, you know, so no one is going to be made accountable, Dana, and that's sad.
Yeah, no one's going to be made accountable. They're going after Paul Manafort. They got him, what, on a tax thing? And that was nothing that relates to Russian collusion. They didn't get Flynn on anything related to Russian collusion. It's interesting how people that are associated with the Trump administration will get charged for violations that Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin get. And then Tony Podesta being granted immunity by Mueller. How do you, Judge Jeanine, I'm talking to Judge Jeanine Pirro, how is it that you can give Tony Podesta immunity when he and Manafort supposedly committed the same crime, and yet Podesta is the one that is, you know, he gets immunity, Manafort's going to rot in jail because one of them was associated with the Trump campaign? That seems like,
well,
that doesn't seem like justice.
It is, you know, it's just about the dual system of justice that we have in America today, and that is that Hillary Clinton can commit crimes that a sailor can send a picture of a submarine and end up in jail for a picture or two. And then we've got Hillary Clinton running a whole operation on a personal server, our State Department. And let me tell you, Dana, she didn't have any classified information on that server, which was her only means of communication, that we should get our money back because she wasn't doing her job. But you've got Paul Manafort, who is in solitary confinement in a federal prison right now, and Podesta gets immunity. If that doesn't tell you what favoritism is all about, if that doesn't tell you that, you know, the Mueller camp is interested in doing everything they can to go against Donald Trump, then there's nothing I could say in Liars, Losers, and Liberals that will convince you of such. It is a dual system of justice. The Mueller team is pro-Clinton, anti-Trump, and the Mueller team is totally focused on protecting Jim Comey because they're all friends. Rod Rosenstein, Jim Comey, Mueller, Strzok, they're all pals. You can understand. These are all guys from the same swamp who hang out together. It's a totally different situation. This isn't equal justice for all. This is a sign of what the Americans instinctively felt, and that is that there is corruption in Washington. The Americans instinctively knew that if someone comes into Congress of mediocre means and then leaves a multimillionaire, something is awry. And that's why they elected the outsider president. They wanted more than anything to be able to have a government that they feel is working for them. And with tax cuts and all of the things that Donald Trump has done, then, you know, we're starting to see unemployment at rates that we haven't seen in a half century. And for all the talk about, you know, minorities and African Americans by Barack Obama, it was Donald Trump who ended up, you know, giving minorities the opportunity to have a job where they actually can work instead of, you know, having to rely on others. You know, people want to work. Most people do. And what we've got to make sure, as I was saying, is that if we're not going to get justice in the courts, we've got to get justice at the voting booths.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. And we have to be on guard for that this midterm elections. Judge Jeanine, you can watch her on Saturdays on Fox. Actually, really almost any time on Fox. She's on Saturdays, Justice with Judge Jeanine.
Yeah, I'm hosting Hannity tonight, in fact. But if, you know, if you want the answer to the earlier part of your show, watch my show tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can buy my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals.
That's
Dana,
right.
And
I put
so
you're welcome, Judge. Good to talk with you. I put the link up on Twitter as well, Judge Jeanine Pirro. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate all you do, and we will be in touch. And you can go and get the link to her book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. It's up on Twitter as well. You know she's gonna blow the lid off it. I can't wait to see what she says about it. Ooh. Anyway. Whoopi Goldberg. All right, moving on here. We got more to touch upon. We have we're going to get some mailbag of hate coming up, too. Kel-Tec is a great firearms manufacturer. They're innovative. They're innovative in terms of safety, in terms of design, and they do things right. They support your Second Amendment rights. They make it possible for every employee of their company to do so as well. They don't copy weapons. They invent new ones to improve performance over ordinary things and to provide better alternatives to stuff that we've all been shooting for years. And this is one of the reasons why they're my personal favorite firearms manufacturers, because I know every time I get one of their firearms, I'm getting quality. I'm going to have something that I'm going to keep forever. When you invest in Kel-Tec, you invest in excellence. And they also think affordability is key, because what good is, you know, reliability and quality and awesomeness and safety if you can't afford them? Check out Kel-Tec Weapons, K-E-L-T-E-C, KelTecWeapons.com. See everything that they have and tell them when you purchase that Dana sent you.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Are you hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and then invites them to apply for your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just visit ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
At D. Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. It is now time. We're going to make some money off haters for Mailbag of Hate.
And now it's finally that part of the show where Dana monetizes the hate. All week, hateful posts, tweets, replies, and emails have been collected. The best of the best make the cut. It's Mailbag of Hate on The Dana Show.
These are actual emails and tweets and Facebook posts sent in by my haters, which I monetize and use the money that I make reading them in this segment to then go and buy more ammo for my Liberty Stash, new guns like my new Sig Sauer P365, or rum punch for Kane. Yeah. Yeah. And I put extra in the plate for Jesus on Sunday. So today I have an email and then I have a combination of some Facebook posts and tweets as well. So let's get into it. The first one is from Gabriel Deal. Oh, and by the way, just know the disclaimer, by the way, on my to contact me on my website. If you're ignorant, I'll share your email and IP. If you're super ignorant, I'll get legal. And I am the most litigious person you can meet. So first up comes from Gabriel Deal, D-I-E-H-L. Gabriel writes, quote, "Are you on cocaine? You sound like an 8-year-old on a sugar rush. You come across as manic. Your ridiculous points are incoherent. You're all over the place. And if you hate hipsters so much, why did you marry one? Your husband is a clown. Gabriel Deal." Now, I'm not going to tell you what I found when I ran his email and did all that stuff. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you that I found him on Facebook. I'm not going to tell you any of that stuff. No, because I'm a nice, good person, and I'm not doing that. Okay, it's tweet time. Let's read you some tweets. First up, this comes from Jordan Stewart Snow on Twitter. I have to censor it. He writes, blank 2A, blank MAGA, blank the NRA. D-Lash is a deceitful and unattractive, see you next Tuesday, who hopefully winds up in prison sooner rather than later. Hopefully her ignorant, closeted, homosexual husband, Chris, goes to and is, boop, raped daily. Lastly, boop, Donald Trump. That's Jordan Stewart Snow.
Tolerant left.
Yes. Billy Baldwin called me Slut Lana. Billy Baldwin, he's the not attractive Baldwin and the one who didn't get as many roles and got all of his other brother's wrinkles. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. We'll have more next week, folks. Have a great weekend. Yay!
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports that the president's ex-lawyer reportedly recorded him talking about payments to a former model.
According to the New York Times, Michael Cohen secretly recorded a conversation with Donald Trump 2 months before the presidential election. They discussed payments to Karen McDougal, who said she had an extramarital relationship with Mr. Trump in 2006. The FBI seized the recording this year during a raid on Cohen's office. Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, confirmed to the Times that Mr. Trump had discussed the payments with Cohen on the tape, but said the payment was ultimately never made, and that the president had done nothing wrong. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Iowa's governor has issued a disaster proclamation for four counties hit by tornadoes. The move by Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday allows state resources to be used to help the cleanup after tornadoes swept through the state Thursday. The storms caused extensive damage in Lee, Marshall, Polk, and Van Buren counties. Marshalltown Fire Chief David Rearson tells KCRG that the tornado damaged the local hospital, the county courthouse, even the police station.
The tornado actually struck the police station and City Hall. Our 911 dispatch center is in the basement of the police station. They had natural gas accumulating in the building, so the building had to be evacuated.
Officials say 17 people were injured. Many customers remain without power in Marshalltown. About 300 people gathered in a parking lot outside a tourism business to remember the 17 people who were killed when one of its duck boats capsized in storm-tossed water. The mourners Friday night sang Amazing Grace and prayed, some holding candles. Another 75 gathered at Brookside Church in Branson to pray. The Ride the Ducks boat sank Thursday in Table Rock Lake in southwest Missouri after a strong storm generated high winds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain, and let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise, and the 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has responded with deliberately measured calm to questions on President Trump's frequent verbal attacks on Germany.
Merkel has told reporters during her annual summer news conference in Berlin that she thinks Trump's regular jibes at Germany certainly have something to do with our economic size. She says she tries to address a criticism, but also to provide an independent, confident answer, and this doesn't always match the view held by the president. Addressing one of Trump's biggest complaints, that Berlin is exploiting the US when it comes to trade, Merkel says that that narrative only takes into account the trade in goods. She said that when trade in services and repatriation of profits are taken into account, the figures favor the US. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Merkel also told reporters Germany's relationship with the United States remains central to her government's news and analysis at townhall.com. More colleges are beginning to offer income share agreements in which colleges receive a percentage of the student's future salary in place of some student loans.
Vermont's Norwich University has become the latest school to offer this type of agreement. The school says the program will reduce financial barriers to degree completion. The school will contract with Virginia-based VMO Education, which first began offering the agreements in 2016. It currently has nearly 30 public and private colleges and universities as clients. The first and largest school to offer income share agreements was Purdue University in Indiana. Recent Purdue graduate Andrew Hoyler says the agreement helps him avoid large loan payments while he starts out his career in lower-paying positions. Jeremy House reporting.
U.S. regulators on Friday approved a simpler one-dose treatment to prevent relapses of malaria. Standard treatment now takes 2 weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
What a week it's been, huh? Boy, we went from Kristallnacht and Pearl Harbor, and your grandchildren are going to want to know where you were when Donald Trump answered a question at a press conference in Helsinki. Ending out the week with what has to be a miracle, I say, and President Trump did it. That's right, the Democrats yesterday were chanting USA on the floor of the House of Representatives. That's a first in American history. Never before in the history of our republic have the Democrats gone to the floor of the House of Representatives or any other damn place to chant USA, USA, USA. They're clapping their hands up, like North Koreans. They look like North Koreans with missiles going by. That's normally where you see them doing this sort of thing. Good morning and welcome. President Trump just keeps pulling rabbits out of hats, man. They had Steny Hoyer talking about the Constitution and the oath that they took as members of Congress. to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, Mr. Speaker! And then they're chanting, USA! 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 And then they took a knee and burned a flag, and then they burned the Congress down, and they went over to Chairman Mao's house. And those rascally Democrats, you try rubbing them out. You try scrubbing them out. Oh, it's an amazing country. And the Democrats are a remarkable political party, I believe. We're at 888-630-9625. What a rhubarb yesterday was. Let me tell you, watching, I went home, I put the television on. I put CNN on yesterday afternoon. I went home, I was minding my own business. My blood pressure was nice and low. It was kind of a nice day, a little warm. I had lunch on the veranda, a little soup, a little this, a little that. And then the nuttiness started. Oh, the news media, they're just crazy. President Trump and the White House announced yesterday, and let me say that on some level, very directly, it's the White House's own fault that they found themselves in trouble with the, are we going to let Russia speak to the former ambassador to Russia, Mike McFaul, and to this other fella, in exchange for being able to talk to the 11 indicted Russians in the hacking case. Now, the White House just sat on that and let it fester for 3 days. And that was a mistake because the answer was obvious all along. We're not going to give you access to these guys. They're not going to go to Russia to be interrogated or to be interviewed or anything else. And we knew that from the get-go, and the White House just should have said that right out of the gates. But they didn't, and 3 days later, they're still dithering. So they got Republicans and Democrats on the Hill in the Senate taking this phony, baloney vote saying, we will not hand people over to Russia. And it's entirely a self-inflicted wound by the White House because they don't have their act together a year and a half into this project, and I'd like to see them get their act together, okay? Time for the training wheels to come off and start acting like a grown-up White House. That it'd be appreciated by me and by you. I think the White House would appreciate it very much. I think all the people working there would appreciate it. And then the president, so the news media, and I've got some audio on this because they're just nuts, and they've totally misrepresented it, obviously, and lied about it and overinflated it into something really big, which it's really not. But it was a communications failure by the White House. And a foolish one and a self-inflicted wound. But that it kind of doesn't matter because the next explosion took place minutes later. And that's when President Trump threw out there that he'd like to have another summit with Vladimir Putin in the fall here in Washington. And the news media just went completely berserk about this. And it turned out that at the Aspen confab there, the big Aspen, whatever it is, concert, with all the lefty news media people trying to sabotage members of the administration who, for some reason, volunteered to go out there and participate in this hit job, this week-long Democrat circle fest hit job. Every year when the Democrats go there, it's Swedish massage time. They're giving each other hot oil massages in the sauna. And when the Republicans come out, it's gotcha time, and that's the norm. And the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security was there, and they were there to sabotage her, of course, did everything they could, got a little bit of success out of it. That's what they're for. Andrea Mitchell, lifelong Democrat Party operative and activist, working as a journalist, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, for NBC News. She was interviewing the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, at the time when NBC News and the Aspen confab learned that President Trump had called for another summit with Vladimir Putin, this one in Washington. And Dan Coats didn't know about it. And that's because the President of the United States calls for summits with Putin like, Otter called for a road trip in Animal House. That's just kind of like, hey, road trip, you know, it's a summit, we're going to take your brother's car, we get a couple of cases of beer, we're going to a summit, it's going to be great. And he called for another summit. Now, interestingly, the way that President Trump does everything is completely unorthodox, obviously, and that's part of his charm, to be sure. normally you'd go through all of the traps and the hoops and have the papers written up, and all the different departments and agencies offer their suggestions and make their contributions, and then perhaps you would discuss the agenda and the timing based on your schedule and a whole range of things, and then you'd have quiet contacts going on behind the curtain where you'd be talking about a possible meeting somewhere down the line. Here, President Trump tweets it out, and boom, it's done, and that's it. And everybody in the White House and the administration and everywhere, they just look around and say, "What, did that just happen?" And they say, "Yeah, that just happened." And honestly, you know, that's kind of funny. That's he called for he's the president of the United States. I guess he can call for having lunch with the president of Russia if he wants to, or dinner, or whatever. And the news media now thinks that diplomacy is bad, that summits are bad, that meetings between nuclear powers are bad. See, this is bad. This is all bad. And it proves that he's just closer. See, they're trying to drive him away. They're trying to drive a wedge and say, you can't talk to Putin because then we're going to say that you're in cahoots with Putin. And he says, oh, yeah, I'm going to call for another summit. And they said, well, you can't have another summit. We didn't approve another summit. There was a great moment. Actually, it was with her, Kristen Nielsen, the DHS secretary, at this Aspen thing, where a reporter went to, it was supposed to be a question to the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, but it wasn't. It was a reporter, an arrogant, smug reporter, whose voice was dripping with self-righteousness and contempt when he didn't ask a question, but demanded of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security that she read from his script, that she repeat the words that he was putting to her. And I laughed out loud when I saw this because, and who was it, Peter Alexander, who was, or he was the one on stage, wasn't he? It was just, it was what, you recognize the voice, and I'll be able to tell you who it is in a little while. But this phony baloney reporter at this phony Democrat Circle Fest in Aspen, this annual Circle Fest, like the American Davos, and the guy, I was talking about it yesterday, and I said, the media has a script, and the president is supposed to read from, and it's the Democrat Party script, it's the media slash Democrat Party script, and yesterday, I said they have the president is supposed to say this to Vladimir Putin about tampering, about the election, about that. And when he says all that, of course, it's a trap, because then they're going to say, aha, this proves there was collusion. This Trump has finally admitted what we've been demanding he admit after all this time. And if he doesn't read from the script, then they come down on him like the old Monty Python 16-ton lead block, the big weight. And that's what they do because they're Democrats and Donald Trump wasn't supposed to win. And they're very upset about this. They're deranged like Whoopi Goldberg. Judge Jeanine Pirro on with Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday. Didn't go very well, to say the least, because Whoopi is not a civilized person. Kind of, you know, a vile, rude lefty, the usual stuff, crazed, angry, and an organ harvester. But she knows a racist when she sees one. So the usual stuff. And I'll get to that in a bit. But I was marveling yesterday at the news media coverage of this Davos thing, the Aspen thing going on and on. Coates, Dan Coates, the director of national intelligence, up on stage when he learns that that there's the president's calling for another summit. Oh, no, I can't believe I'm supposed to. And he's supposed to know everything. How can you not know anything? Well, you know, you become the president and then you can do it whatever way you'd like. Road trip, summit. What's the difference? Come on. Have a beer. Don't cost nothing. It's Delta House. And it is, it's a little unorthodox, unconventional. Delete a little. It's very unorthodox, very unconventional. And it's Donald Trump. And he's at a summit with North Korea, and they're not firing missiles anymore, and they're not testing nukes anymore. They're lying to us because they're commies. But Japan isn't quaking every day. Hawaii, Guam, it's better. We're not on a hair trigger on the Korean Peninsula waiting for war because of President Trump. Okay? With Russia, Russia is a big problem nation. He's getting right into the tent with Putin, and the Democrats are very angry about this. They want to subpoena the translator from the Putin-Trump powwow in Helsinki and waterboard him. I thought, is that they want to waterboard him? Is that what they want to do? They want to give him the Perrier spritz, spread a little of the carbonated water up his nose until he tells all. This is their that's third world banana republic kind of Soviet style stuff, typical of the Democrats, who again were chanting USA on the House floor yesterday. Oh. President Trump, the miracles just keep on coming. Extraordinary. All right, I also have a long list of other things as well. There are Democrats in Washington, D.C. that think they can strip the liquor license from the Trump Hotel because President Trump's moral character is not up to their high standards. The Democrats on the D.C. Advisory Neighborhood Commissions, not even the city council, a lower level than that. That's great stuff. The NFL is back with their kneeling policy. Good idea, guys. They're already shaking things up. Hasn't even started. They're already wrecking their stuff. A liberal smashed a memorial to a slain Navy SEAL by the name of Michael Murphy, famous Navy SEAL, famous case, memorial to him. And Democrats smashed the memorial and destroyed it because they're anti-us and they're anti-military and they're not on our side. The Mueller investigation is in the news today because they're offering, this is a big surprise, immunity for Democrats and jail for Republicans. It's the plan. It's the Mueller probe. It's the Justice Department. It's the FBI. It's Crooked Comey. It's Brennan. It's Clapper. We got some crooked people, and we've got some crooked stuff going on here. And the Mueller people with this announcement yesterday, which I will get to, having to do with, once again, here we go, in the Hillary investigation, everybody gets immunity. Peter Stroke is in charge. And everybody on the Hillary side gets immunity, and nobody on the Trump side gets immunity. They get jail. They get their doors broken down at dawn by the jackbooted thugs. They get, it's the way the Mueller investigation is being conducted. And if you're Republican, you get threatened with life in prison, which they're literally threatening. They're literally threatening Manafort and some others with life in prison for their deeds. But if you're a Democrat, you have the same kind of company, you're working for the same clients, you're doing the same thing, you failed to sign and fill out the same government forms, you get immunity. Manafort gets life. This is an amazing story that I'm going to get to in a little bit. Oh, remarkable things. And I love these Democrats, these rascally Democrats. NBC News proudly produced a story last night. Parents in Massachusetts raising their children without gender. They've got two kids. They call them babies. They're not babies. They're babies because they don't want to call their children boys or girls. They want them to decide for themselves. Sure. That's coming up this morning. A remarkable 24 hours. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but foreign governments try to hack United States government systems and mess with us in myriad ways. This is apparently breaking news at CNN and NBC and beyond. Oh, boy. And I have a couple of thoughts about that, too. With the tiny number of Russians that were indicted, what other groups might be able to tamper with our stuff?
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
I was talking to my friend Marty, and we were talking about the media's hysteria. They want to, in Congress, and the Democrats in Congress, they want to subpoena the translator, the interpreter from the President Trump slash Putin meeting in Helsinki, where they had 2 hours and 10 minutes. Andrea Mitchell's outraged by this, by the way. 2 hours and 10 minutes behind closed doors, and the news media didn't even get to be in there for the whole thing. And don't you know who's in charge? They're in charge. So they're very, my friend Marty said, well, listen, the president of the United States, President Trump, should come out. So what was going on for 2 hours and 10 minutes? Well, we were talking about the grandkids and golf. And then the news media will have to say, oh, okay, they were talking about the grandkids and golf. Just like Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac aboard that private jet, the secret meeting that only one local news reporter found out about, otherwise would have been a complete secret. And then Loretta Lynch lied and said, oh, we talked about the grandkids and we talked about golf. That's what we did. That ought to do it. It worked last time with the news media. The news media was perfectly happy to accept that explanation from Loretta Lynch when it was the secret, covert, surreptitious, private jet tarmac, don't let anybody know meeting. That's how that goes. All right, let's go real quick. I think we can do this quick. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Robert in Frederick, Maryland. Robert, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, happy Friday, Chris.
Thank you, Robert.
Look, I was wondering about the couple in Massachusetts who won't let their child, who's allowing their child to
choose their own genders.
Gender.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if they're going to allow that child to choose their own political affiliation, or will they allow them to vote Trump come time to vote?
Because Ivanka Trump will likely be president by that time, by the time they're old enough to vote. And she'll be in her third term because the Constitution will have been amended by, I just want to comfort the Democrats in the knowledge that there will be at least five Trump terms. Because after President Trump continues and finishes his second term, then Ivanka will take over. And then, of course, the Constitution will be amended, just like they wanted to do when Barack Obama was president. And they did. I'm being facetious, of course. They were not. Yeah, Robert, I think that they want their children to choose their own genders. And this story, I'm going to get to it, is pretty hilarious. You think they're going to let the kids decide what TV shows they watch or what time they go to bed or what they eat?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear put directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Dakota.
I have a very, very long note for my show today. With so many remarkable stories, I think it's a good idea that President Trump should come out and say they just talked about grandchildren and golf, Putin and Trump. No, because it's already focus group tested, the focus group being the news media. We know that they accept that explanation for almost any circumstance, right? Well, only if you're a Democrat, of course. Because if you're not a Democrat, they don't accept anything under any circumstance at any time at all. Atheists stirring up trouble. Democrats burning the flag on the West Coast while chanting USA on the House floor on the East Coast. Democrats doing hit jobs on Republicans all across the country. From Corey Stewart to in Virginia. To Jason Lewis in Minnesota, the news media just sliming all over the place. Slime, slime, slime. Crooked Mueller investigation. If you're looking for a whiff of corruption, we got another one yesterday. Yet another whiff of the corrupt news media. The corrupt Mueller investigation, rather, yesterday. And plenty of whiffs of the corrupt news media yesterday. It was kind of laugh out loud. But Judge Jeanine on with Whoopi, she's filled with rage that that person, Whoopi Goldberg. I don't think that's her real name either. Burning the flag. What were they chanting? They were, America was never great. Yeah, America was never great. The real Democrats out in the street were burning the flag and chanting America was never great. While Steny Hoyer, in the greatest performance, I think, of his political acting career, came out and pretended as though he gave a flying hoot about the Constitution of the United States of America and or the oath that he apparently, allegedly, reportedly took when he was sworn in as a member of Congress 64 times or 76 times or whatever. How long has Steny been in? He's been in for a long, long time. Good. Long, long time, as they say in Vietnam. Long, long time. Boku long time. That's how long he's been in for a very long time. And CNN, I watched, as I said, I watched 2 hours of CNN news. I pulled a bunch of audio, and I was guffawing. Guffawing, I say. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Genderless children. Democrats. They want to raise them to be Democrats. That's the idea. I think, and I've got a lot to say about that story. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason in Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
G'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks.
Hey, this whole Russia deal, the way I see it, it's like, you know, the old saying, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yes, the Michael Corleone, Vito Corleone saying, yes.
I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, for me, I'd rather him get to know the guy and then kind of figure out where he's coming from. But I'm sort of getting tired of the whole disdain that these lefties are treating Trump voters with. It's almost as if we never existed, that there's no voters out there. It's just all Russians. You know, and I think that'd be good. I think it's a good code name for every time they have a meeting. Was it grandkids and golf? That could be the call sign.
Yeah, there you go. For a meeting of the Russians. We should create Russian cells across America to support the president of the United States. Because, you know, the Republicans and conservatives, the terrible right-wingers in our long history, cozying up to the Soviet Union and to Russia and to Putin. Oh, wait a minute. That's the long history of the Democrat Party. Once again, they wash their hands. This is a remarkable ability. And I've talked about this before, Jason. The Democrats have a capability that Republicans don't have. They can absolve themselves of their own sins in the church of the left. They're the party of Jefferson Davis and the Confederacy. But somehow, and Abraham Lincoln, of course, the Republican, and the Democrats opposing freeing the slaves and demanding that slaves be counted as three-fifths of a person, all Democrat projects, opposing the 13th Amendment and the 14th Amendment, creating the KKK with their party leader, Nathan Bedford Forrest, giving us Jim Crow laws, standing in schoolhouse doors, all Democrats, every single instance Democrats, Trail of Tears, putting the Japanese in internment camps, Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. They are the party of Planned Parenthood. They harvest the organs of millions of tiny, tiny, helpless little babies. Most of them are black because it disproportionately impacts, not most, but the most black. For example, in New York City, 60%, the Democrats give out awards for this, of the black population is exterminated in the womb. And then they say they love children and black people. And somehow the New York Times goes along with this because, you know, they're in cahoots with them. And they say, no, that is morally and intellectually consistent to be the biggest supporter of Planned Parenthood and to say that you care very deeply about children. It of course, makes so little sense that it's impossible to compute. You can't even start to deconflict it because it's so absurd. And you care very deeply about black people, 60% of which we exterminate in our biggest city, and about 40 to 50% across the rest of the country. And they care very deeply about this. And now they're trying to saddle the Republicans with being cozy with Russia and Putin, the communist, when, of course, Ted Kennedy sent an envoy over to collude, conspire illegally with the Soviet Union in 1984 in an effort to defeat Ronald Reagan in his bid for re-election, that they've traded and bartered, that Democrats have had moles in the government over there working for the Soviet Union, and so on and so on and so on. Their boy, Lee Harvey Oswald, that's one of their guests. But I just love the way that they're able to absolve themselves of their own history, to wash their hands of themselves. And they do that because they get to write the first draft of history. That's the New York Times et al. And they get to write the second draft of history in academia. And then, of course, the publishing houses. Yeah. Jason, thanks. Hey. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no worries, mate. I'll talk to you again.
All right. Have fun. Let's go. You have some of that crazy people in Massachusetts with their genderless children. NBC News is celebrating genderless children. It's Genderless Children Day at NBC News. I think a lot of the employees there could bring their children in because boy or girl, the headline is at NBCNews.com, parents raising babies. T-H-E-Y-B-I-E-S. Babies. They're not babies. They're babies. See how that works? Babies. Parents raising babies let kids decide. One way of shielding children from gender stereotypes, colon. They love their colons. Keep their biological sex secret. They're keeping the biological sex secret to their kids. So you can't look, you can't touch. They all just sit to pee. What's the thing? Everybody's the smoothie smooth. They're not going to tell them. Cambridge, Mass. It's where Harvard is. That's a hotbed of liberal lunacy, of mental illness. Three-year-old twins, Zyler, live long and prosper, and Caden Sharp scurried around the boys' and girls' clothing racks of a narrow consignment store filled with toys. Zyler, wearing rainbow leggings, naturally, scrutinized a pair of hot pink and purple sneakers, naturally. Caden, in a T-Rex shirt, must be a boy, fixated on a musical cube that flashed colorful lights. At a glance, the only discernible difference between these fraternal twins is their hair. Tyler's is brown, and Caden's is blonde. Let me just start with this. That's the first paragraph of the NBC News piece. That's what they call it. Julie Compton typed it on behalf of the mental illness lobby in America. Here's a picture of the two kids. To say that the only difference between them is their hair color couldn't be more ridiculous. One of them is much larger than the other. One of them is much darker than the other. They're two boys, by the way, and apparently, although their parents are disguising their gender, but it certainly appears to be two boys. And one of them looks like he's from Uzbekistan, and the other one looks like he's from Iceland. And NBC News, looking at them, says the only discernible difference is their hair color. You're a reporter. I mean, kids couldn't look more different. Am I right? They look like they're a year apart. They're apparently twins. They look like they're a year apart. One is physically much larger. One has reddish blonde hair, looks like he's from Iceland. The other one has jet black hair and big bushy eyebrows and looks like he's from Tajikistan and should be wearing a goat on his head. A hollowed out goat, of course, because he's a child. He couldn't carry the weight with his skinny little child neck. Is Zyler a boy or a girl? What about Caden? NBC News types. That's a question their parents, Nate and Julia Sharp, say only the twins can decide. Now, your God already decided, or as you say, dog, who is apparently your co-pilot. The Cambridge, Mass. Couple represent a small group of parents raising babies, children being brought up without gender designation from birth. A Facebook community. Everything's a community with the left. Have you noticed that? And they're all gated. A Facebook community for these parents currently claims about 220 members across the United States. The word members is malleable there. And they're raising their children to be mental cases, to be basket cases, to be lunatics, to be confused, to be unwell. A baby is, I think, different things to different people, Nate Sharp told NBC News. For us, it means raising our kids with gender-neutral pronouns. So they, them, their, rather than he, she, him, her, from birth, based on their anatomy. Yeah, that whole foolish anatomy thing had really outlived its usefulness. And genders, who knows what gender is? Liberals don't. They've lost track, apparently. I know they touch themselves a lot, so maybe they should... Parents in the U.S. are increasingly, this is the media narrative, this is not true. It's not true that you parents in the U.S. are increasingly raising children outside traditional gender norms. Or maybe I'm not hanging out with enough Democrats. allowing boys and girls to play with the same toys and wear the same clothes. You know, I have a good friend, Jamie, who I worked with for a long time, child of the 70s, married his college sweetheart. 30 years later, boy and a girl, they decided because whatever. So we're not going to impose this. We're going to let them decide for themselves. It's kind of like this, but the 1980s version of this. And so we're going to just let them do. If he wants a Barbie doll and she wants a bulldozer, then great. We'll get her construction boots, too. And it turns out, a short time later, they're the kids playing in the backyard. And she is making pancakes and making house and setting a table. And he's sharpening a stick on a rock and stabbing stuff with it. So traditional male and female roles. I know liberals hate that. They hate biology. They hate God. They hate America. Oh, what more do you need to say? Okay, so now we've got some audio from these nutcases from NBC News. Three sound bites, three audio actualities from the NBC News story. NBC News is trying to tell us that it's a growing trend in America to raise your children from birth to be completely mentally disabled, to be basket cases, because that will show your friends that you're enlightened. See? That's how that works. Nutcases, NBC News.
Our kids, Caden and Zyler, are 3.5 years old, and
they're music.
They, them, their gender-neutral pronouns, so that they can.
You can tell by the guy's voice, can't you?
When, if, and how they want to identify as a gender.
If you met him on an airplane, he was in the seat next to you. You might say, "You're raising your kids in a gender-neutral fashion, aren't you?" Just based on his voice, wouldn't you?
So I think that knowing the sex or the gender
is that him or her
is important to other people, partially just because it's part of the social script.
I can't. It's a script. It's a social script.
They don't notice that they're any different from any other children because they have no idea that some children are she and some children are he.
They don't notice. Because they live in Cambridge.
So they don't notice any difference, and the other kids that they're with don't notice any difference.
They don't know the difference because they live in Cambridge, Mass, and all of the kids are genderless. They're like, remember when you were a kid and you stripped off the G.I. Joe clothes and there's nothing there. It's like a store mannequin. And then the Barbie, you know, the girl down the street, Lisa Barr, the Barr kids, there are eight kids in the Barr family, stripped the Barbie down. And then you're looking around, you're like, going, what's going on here? This is kind of weird. This is not what I see at home. And now that's what they're doing to their children. They've done this to their children. And this is a form of child abuse, I think. These people, how do you know which one is the mother and which one is the father? It's impossible to say, isn't it? They're nuts.
A lot of young girls are, when they grow up, they're told, don't get dirty, don't do that, that's not safe, be careful, those kinds of things.
And a lot of girls are told, don't get dirty.
Not capable of doing all these things. And then the young boys are told, don't cry, you're okay, be strong. And then they aren't comfortable having emotions, which can cause a lot of problems when they're older.
And then they aren't. You guys have figured it out. After thousands of years of civilization, you two have finally cracked the code. You've broken through. Break on through to the other side. You're like Jim Morrison. You've realized the Jim Morrison dream. You have introduced a new era for humanity where children have no gender. When the children were born, they averted their eyes. I'm not kidding. They averted their eyes and didn't look. I don't want to see. I don't want to see. And they had the hospital wrap them up in swaddling clothes. I think it might have been a mummy wrap, though. And cart them away. And for hours and hours, the gender was not revealed. And then when it was revealed, they denied it. And they pretended that they didn't see it and it wasn't recognized. And everybody sits now in the little potties. And I'd be worried about why one of them is Tajik and why one of them is Icelandic. I think you should be wondering about the gene pool that you're swimming in.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
What were you doing 7 years ago? If you are following the law, you installed a carbon monoxide alarm, because that's when a new regulation went into effect requiring California residents to have them in their homes. Soon, your CO alarm will go into mandatory beep, letting you know it's time to replace it. But don't wait. Beat the beep by installing new alarms today. Kidde carbon monoxide alarms help protect your family from a hazard you can't see or smell. Shop a variety of reliable and easy-to-install Kidde CO alarms at your local Home Depot today.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
And of course, there is a movement on the left, and this headline sums it up. Why I Hope My Kids Are Gay and You Should Too, by Jenny Willowbottom. Jenny Willowbottom? Did you make that name up? And this is, this woman's brain has, it's a birth defect. She's hardwired badly. One of the reasons she says she hopes her sons are gay is because she doesn't want to be a grandmother. She doesn't want anybody spittling on her, dribbling on her, and she... So if her kids or her sons are gay, she won't have that. I honestly, truly, and sincerely hope my sons are gay. And I hope your sibling, child, parent, friend is too. Because all a person should really care about is that their loved ones are healthy and happy. Which is a non sequitur, but that's the liberal mind. And is that, and in any case, if my son turns out not to be gay, well, that's okay too, I guess, she says. And if not, maybe we'll get a great gay grandson out of the future daughter-in-law. But she had just complained to Brigraffs earlier that she didn't want to be a grandmother. Her brain doesn't work. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dawn in Haymarket, Virginia. Dawn, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to call in. I just got back from a couple of days down at Virginia Tech with my boy twins.
Oh, really? Okay.
Headed there in the fall.
Uh-huh.
And the first morning, we're ushered into this huge auditorium, and there's hundreds of us there, and we're all excited. And it's a presentation by the student affairs folks. And they have a number of speakers coming up and kind of giving some fluff presentations.
I've only got about 1 minute, which is a long time to tell your story, but go ahead.
Yeah. In any event, each speaker was told to identify themselves by their pronouns. So the kids that got up there said, my name is Tim Smith. I'm a sophomore studying engineering, and I identify by he, him pronouns. And you could tell they were uncomfortable. And the audience was uncomfortable.
It's like North Korea. And this is Virginia Tech, which is not a hotbed of lefty lunacy.
Exactly.
Because the Democrat Party and Barack Obama, I think Barack Obama has gender issues himself, and the administration, during the administration of Barack Obama, the Democrats dismantled, deconstructed gender in America.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how pervasive it was because I had raised my kids all through the Catholic system, and this is their first foray into public university or public school at all.
Yeah.
And what we chose Tech was because when we went to the different cattle calls to look at the schools, it had the least amount of that crap.
Yeah, it seemed to be the most reasonable, and that's the book on Virginia Tech. But the insidious tide of leftist lunacy permeates every.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.